सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान, परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महराशील प्रभुपाद की जय। नित्यलीला प्रवेशो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महराशील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर భక్తవృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన్ ధామ్కి మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి మధురపురి ధామ్కి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసీదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్తవృందకి గౌర్ ప్రేమనంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు ది అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ శ్రీ గురు శ్రీ గౌరంగ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ శ్రీశైల ప్రభుపాద నమః విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినిధి నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ సంసార సాగరే మగ్నం దీనం మాం కరుణానిధే కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్ శ్రీమల్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమేవ హి స్వీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవాం భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్స్తవ జాయతే తథా కురుష్వా దేవేశ నాదస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వపాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖశమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం జన్మాద్యస్యదోన్వయాదిదరదశ్చార్తేష్వభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృద యా ఆదిగవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయాః తేజోవారి మృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష ధామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త గుహగం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర వరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం శ్రీమల్భాగవదే మహాముని కృతే కిం వాపరైరీశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యదేత్ర కృదిభి శుశ్రూషుభి తల్క్షణాల్ నిగమకల్పదరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖానమృతద్రవ సంయుధం పిబద భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహో రసికా భువి భావుకాః సచిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తాపత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నుమాం యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుపేదం అపేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాదరమజుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయ తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథిదీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారిణాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేల్ కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణు కొనిదాదృదానందోః మమ వాచి విజృంభదాం మురారే మధురిం న కణికాభికాభికాభీ నమామోం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇతి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే శ్రీమల్ గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమ వందే నందవ్రజ స్త్రీణాం పాదరేణుమభీష్ణశ యాసాం హరిగదోద్గీతం పునాది భువనత్రయం గోపీచరణారవింద పరమాణవే నమ పీతాంబరం కరవిరాజిత చక్రశంఖం కౌమోదకీ సరసిజం కరుణాసముద్రం రాధాసహాయం అతిసుందరమందహాసం వాతాలయేశమనిశం హృది భావయామి కోమళం కుజయన్ వేణుం శ్యామళోయం కుమారగ వేదవేద్యపరం బ్రహ్మ భాసదాం పురదో మమాం మూగం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంఘయదే గిరిం యల్కృపాతమహం వందే పరమానందమాధవం ఓం శ్రీకృష్ణాయ నమ శ్రీమతి రాధికాయే నమ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద we are coming to the close of in the Srimad Bhagavatam Rasa Panchadhyayi. Rasa Panchadhyayi is the five chapters related to Krishna's rasa dance. So at the very end of this description of rasa dance, which Sukadeva Goswami was speaking for quite some time, and Parikshit Maharaj was hearing it very attentively about this particular pastime of Krishna. In fact, among the Vrindavana pastimes of Krishna, the most important pastime of all is this Rasa dance, or Rasa Leela, or Rasa Krida. In different ways it is addressed. And perhaps for that reason, with this Rasa dance, most of Krishna's Vrindavana pastimes also comes to a conclusion. You can see that. But from now on, if you look, you will find, actually, after this Vrindavana pastimes, Sukadeva Goswami should have moved on to the Mathura Leela, or pastimes in Mathura, because Vrindavana pastimes have come to more or less to an end. But in between, something happened, that some incidents came to his mind, which he spoke after this. You can see a few things, like the death of Arishtasura, and then Keshi, and then Vyomasura. Two or three less important episodes are mentioned there. And the way it's been also described will indicate that Sudeva Goswami has just come up to his mind these thoughts, and he just very briefly mentioned them in the next few chapters. But by all reasons, one can say that Krishna's Vrindavana pastimes are coming to an end with Rasa dance, because this Rasa Leela or Rasa Krida, as it is mentioned, it is the most important pastime of Krishna in Vrindavanam. And for that matter, through this Vrindavana Rasa Krida or Rasa dance, Krishna demonstrated to the world that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That conclusion is also there in that. But because of the intricacy of Rasa dance and conditioned souls' difficulty to understand it properly, Parikshit Maharaj at this point in time asked certain questions to Sukadeva Goswami. And those questions are very significant, because following this Rasa dance in this world, many people have misunderstood Krishna's position as the Supreme Lord, number one. Number two, the result of that misunderstanding was also phenomenal in this world, which we will talk about later, what has happened after the misunderstanding of Rasa dance. Unless and until one understands Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are always, a conditioned soul is tend to think and judge Krishna from his limited mind. That is natural for the conditioned soul. Conditioned soul wants to understand Krishna with his limited mind, who is unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. And one cannot, when you realize that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is who is the force behind the creation, force behind all the great personalities like Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, they are all managing this world, under this particular universe, under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like this, there are so many things involved. So we'll just go through those verses, what questions Parikshit has raised, and how Sudev Goswami has answered those questions in the end of this 33rd chapter of the 10th canto. श्रीराजोवाचम् संस्थावनाय धर्मस्य प्रशमायेदरस्य च अवतीर्णो हि भगवान् अंशेना जगदीश्वरम्. परिषद महाराज मेंशन दिस टू सुखदेव गोस्वामी दैट संस्थावनाय धर्मस्य टू एस्टैब्लिश रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल्स कृष्ण हैज अपीयर्ड. Bhagavad Gita also says that, isn't it? That dharma samsthavanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. That is a statement of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Ajobisan navayalpan bhudanam ishwaro bisan prakritim swamadhishtaya sambhavam atmamayaya yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharada abhyuthanam dharmasya swajalpanam swajamyaham. പരിത്രാണായ സാധൂനാം വിനാശായ ച ദുഷ്കൃതാം ധർമ്മ സംസ്ഥാപനാർത്ഥായ സംഭവാമി യുഗേ യുഗേ. സോ പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് ഹാഡ് ദിസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ടു സുദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി. ധർമ്മ സംസ്ഥാപനം, ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷിംഗ് റിലിജിയസ് പ്രിൻസിപ്പിൾസ്, ഇസ് ദി പർപ്പസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണസ് ഡിസെന്റ് ടു ദിസ് വേൾഡ് അറ്റ് ഡിഫറെന്റ് ടൈംസ് ഇൻ ഡിഫറെന്റ് ഫോംസ്. സോ രാജോവാച പരീക്ഷിത് ഈസ് ആസ്കിംഗ് സംസ്ഥാപനായ ധർമ്മസ്യ പ്രശമായേ തരസ്യ ജൽ തരസ്യ ജാം and to destroy the then to destroy adharma, irreligious activities. Avadirno hi bhagavan, that is why Krishna comes down, is it not? He says bhagavan amshena jagadishwara, the supreme personality has come for this reason, is it not? This is the question raised by Parikshit Maharaj. Sakaham dharma sedunam vakta kartha abhirakshidaham that pradeepam acharal brahman paradarabhimarshanam. That Krishna is supposed to be the protector of all the religious principles. Krishna is supposed to protect the religious principles. If Krishna doesn't protect the religious principles, this world will go mad, because the human society does not have the strength to maintain religious principles in this world. First of all, they do not know what is religious principle. This is the first thing. Religious principle, dharmostu sakshal bhagaval pranidam na devidu krishayo nabi devam. Bhagavadam says that even the great, great personalities, they do not know what is religious principles means. Dharmaustu saksham bhagaval pranidam. It has to be spoken by Krishna himself. This is the fact. Na devidu krishayo nabi devah. Not the great sages know about it. Not the demigods know about it. Kutascha vidyadara charanadaya. Nor the vidyadaras, charanas. None of them knows about it. So who knows? Only Krishna knows. So only Krishna can establish religious principles. So if Krishna doesn't do that, this human society will go into a very difficult situation. Even after instructing us on the religious principles, the human society is struggling very hard to maintain certain religiosity in their life. We'll see that every day in our own life here. That even after giving us all these instructions, what Krishna has left behind in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, the human population has such a hard life, or such a hard struggle, even to maintain the very, very basic principles of religious life. This is our position. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj is asking this important question. Parikshit Maharaj says that Krishna has appeared for establishing these religious principles, and he is supposed to be protecting them, is it not? He says, Sakadam dharma sedunam vakta kartha abhirakshidaha പ്രദീപമാചരൽ ബ്രഹ്മൻ പരതാരാഭിമർശനം. ദെൻ ഹൗ ഡിഡ് ദിസ് ഹാപ്പൻ? പരീക്ഷിത് മൈൻഡ് വാസ് ഇൻ എ മൂഡ് ഓഫ് ക്വസ്റ്റനിങ് ദിസ് ദാറ്റ് ഹൗ കം കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് സപ്പോസ് ടു മെയിൻറ്റെയിൻ റിലീജിയസ് പ്രിൻസിപ്പിൾസ് ഹാസ് ഗോൺ ഇൻ ടു ദിസ് സിറ്റുവേഷൻ വെയർ ഹി സ്റ്റാർട്ടഡ് അസോസിയേറ്റിംഗ് വെരി ഫ്രീലി വിത്ത് ദി വൈവ്സ് ഓഫ് ദി അതർ ഗോപാസ് ആൻഡ് ഫോർ ദി കൗഹേർഡ് മെൻ ആൻഡ് വെരി ഫ്രീലി ഹി ഹാസ് അസോസിയേറ്റഡ് and completely discarded the whole religious principles. This is what Parikshit's question was.
Aptagamo yadupadi kradavan vai jugupsidam kim abhiprayam edam na samshayam chindisuvradaham.
That aptagamo yadupadi, that Krishna is aptagamam. There is nothing, he has no desire in him. He is not like us. We have full of desires in us. So many desires are coming one after the other. We cannot stop them. That is a continuous process. Desires in our mind is coming all the time. But Krishna is aptagamam. Aptagamam means one who has no desire. And one who has no desire, a personality like Krishna.
Aptagamo yadupadi kradavan vai jugupsidam.
How did he do such an abominable thing? This is what Parikshit Maharaj says. Kradavan vai jugupsidam. The word jugupsidam means abominable. How come Krishna has engaged himself in a jugupsidam? Kradavan vai jugupsidam.
Kim abhiprayam edam na samshayam chindisuvradaham.
Please clear this doubt from my mind. And you are the only person who can clear this doubt from my mind. So hearing this Rasa dance, pastimes of Rasa Leela, many, many people also start thinking like this. How come Krishna was engaged in such an activity that very much on a level of bodily concept of life, identifying himself with his body and engaging in a bodily pleasure with the gopis, and dancing so many days like this with the gopis and not having any regard for the society or the social conventions or the religious principles? This was the question from Parishad Maharaj, and this is the question I'm sure many people have also got in their mind. You know, because that Parishad Maharaj knew and Sukadeva Goswami knew that this question is definitely going to come up in the at the end of Rasa Dams. It was decided that Parishad will ask this question. Sukadeva Goswami answered that question in the most appropriate way. You will find Shri Shuka Vajam Dharma Vedikramo Drishta Ishwara Namja Sahasam Tejiya Samna Doshaya Vanne Sarva Bhujo Yathaham Dharma Vedikramo Drishta Ishwara Namja Sahasam Tejiya Samna Doshaya Vanne Sarva Bhujo Yathaham. Just like when there is a big fire, the fire keeps eating everything. Does the fire show any discrimination? It doesn't show any discrimination. Anything that comes in, it burns into ashes. That is the nature of fire. So big fire, when it happens, vanne sarva bhujo yada, it eats up everything. That similarly, dharma vedikrama drishta ishwaranam jasahasam. When great personalities like Krishna, Ramachandra, or other great sages even, sometimes, when they do certain activities, the conditioned soul is confused. Conditioned soul does not know, is that a proper thing for them to do or not? Because dharma vedikramo drishta ishwarananja sahasam. Ishwara or controller, when they engage in such adventures, what happens is that they seem to do things which are not based on the religious principles what we are following in this world. Their activities are not in line with the religious principles what's been spoken by the scriptures. They engage in such activities. And what we have to remember, a comparison has been given here. Vane sarva bhujo yatha. Just like the fire is not affected by the things that it burn. It burns everything. Whatever that comes in, it burns. Similarly, when personalities like Supreme Personality, Krishna or Ramachandra, when they perform such activities, it does not affect them. They are not bound by karmic reaction like us. This is what we have to remember always. Because in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam also, karma has been given a very specific position, the importance of karma. But what we always forget is that if it is like that, we immediately start thinking, why Krishna doesn't follow the law? This question will come back to us always. The reality is this, that one who has gone beyond the laws of karma, which is Krishna, Krishna is not affected by any of these things. The laws of karma doesn't apply to Krishna. So, because it doesn't affect him in any way, therefore all his activities does not have any effect on the personality. Naidal samajarel jadu manasabhihani ishwara vinashyati ajaran maudyal edharudro abdijam visham. That one who do not have that capacity like Ishwara. Ishwara means controller. Ishwaratvam is the potency, or the potency like the great personality like Krishna or Ramachandra or Lord Shiva. They have, by nature, they are controllers. They have given that strength in their, because of their position like that. Krishna has given this special position to Lord Shiva and to great personalities like that. They can do so many things like that. You will see that in many, many instances in the Bhagavatam, their activities. Like particularly one significant instance is in Parashuram's case. When Parashurama came and Kartavirya Arjuna stole the cow from his father's ashram, isn't it? Jamadagni was there. In the ninth canto, we were discussing this story. That Jamadagni's ashram, Parashurama was there. Kartavirya Arjuna came and stole the Kamadhenu from there and took it away. Parashuram went on to battle with Kartavirya Arjuna, and 21 times he traveled all over the planet and killed the Kshatriyas without any mercy, without any discrimination. This is Parashuram's story. And this Parashuram, at one instance, in the Bhagavatam you will find the story. This Parashuram at one instance, that because his mother went to bring some chamada or darbhagras for Jamadagni Maharshi to perform his sacrifices, when she went to the river, she saw a Gandharva with a chariot. And seeing the beauty of the chariot and the Gandharva, she got stuck there looking at them. And that got delayed. So she returned after a while, recognizing that she was late for the ceremony, for the sacrifice which Jamadagni was going to perform. Jamadagni, by his jnana drishti means they can see things sitting in one place, they know what goes on elsewhere because they have that knowledge, vision of knowledge through which they can see these things. Jamadagni realized what happened, that Renuka has committed an offense, and that was by looking at this Gandharva and the chariot, got attracted to that, and she has committed that offense. Jamadagni asked Parashuram's brothers to kill Renuka, their mother, and they said, no, we will not do that. Every one of them pulled back. Then at the end, Jamadagni asked Parashuram to kill Renuka. Parashuram took the axe and killed her straight away. There was no difficulty at all. Now, one may think that why it is like this, that how come Parashuram didn't have any respect for his mother, nor did he not have any value for his mother's life. He did. But the reason is that personalities like Parashuram, when they do some things, they know the after effects also. He knew very well that if Jamadagni wanted, he can give life to Renuka back again and bring her back into the normal condition and even forget what has happened. And that is exactly what happened. After Renuka was killed, Jamadagni was pleased with Parashuram and asked him if he wants a boon. And the first boon he asked was that Renuka should come back to life straight away and that Renuka should not even remember this incident. You see? So you can see from this that Parashuram and personalities like all of them, all these great, great, great personalities, they do not require our approval for doing anything. They are not subjected to our law. We cannot impose our morals on them. Because when they do things, karmam doesn't hold on responsible to them. They are not held responsible by the laws of karmam. We are in the karma mandalam. I mentioned this before many times. Karma mandalam is, we are rotating within this universe, in the karma mandalam, in the face. Karma is controlling us all the time. They are not controlled by karma. They are above the laws of karma. And that is why this example is given here that that we who do not have this Ishwaratvam, Ishwaratvam means this controller's position, means ordinary conditioned souls should never even think in their mind once about this in another way, in a different way. That about Parashuram, about Krishna or Shiva. Why? Example is given here. Vinashyatyacharan maudhyal yadharudro abdijam visham. Just like Lord Shiva, when the churning of the milk ocean was going on, the poison started coming out. Kalakuda visham. When that poison came out, that the demigods got frightened, because if that drop of poison falls onto this, on the earth or on any of the planets, it will burn into ashes. So powerful was that poison. And at that time, Krishna says to the demigods that before I started this churning the ocean, I have been talking to Mahadeva and Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva said, if you wanted any help, just let me know. I will come over at that time. And that is how they approached Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva came, and the whole poison which was coming out from churning the milk ocean, Lord Shiva took it into his palm and made it into a few drops and took it inside. Can anyone do that? He is asking. Sukadeva Goswami is asking that question. Can anyone do what Lord Shiva has done? So from this you can see that Lord Shiva's activities should not be judged by our ways, our mind. It makes no sense. Just like Krishna has lifted the Govardhan hill 7 days and held it in his one finger without any difficulty. So when such a activity is performed, we cannot perform that. Only Krishna can do that. And because it is like that, Krishna's other activities also are similarly beyond our judgment. That's what it says. Ishwaranam vajas satyam tadaiva jaridam kojal tesham yel sovajo yuktam udhimam stal samacharil. Then, whatever the great personalities, when they say something, whatever they say is truth. When they speak something, it is absolute. But their activities are always not necessarily that it will tally with their words. That is what we have to understand. Ishwaranam vajas satyam tadai ajaridam kojil. But their activities, you don't have to compare with their words. Like in this world, when we compare someone's activities with their what they have spoken, that is perfectly justified. For ordinary conditioned soul, it has to be like that. What we speak, what we think and what we do has to all fall in line. Otherwise, we are not truthful. This is the Shastric conclusion of truthfulness. Truthfulness means what we speak, what we think, and what we do, they all have to match. If they don't match, you are not truthful. And that applies to conditioned soul. But as far as Krishna is concerned, Ishwaranam vajas satyam, what they speak is truthfulness. That is all necessary. Tathaiva acharidam kwachil. But when they do something, it doesn't have to match with what they say. This is the Shastric conclusion about these things. That only the words are to be taken. Their instructions are to be taken seriously, not their activities.
Tesham yal savajo yuktam. Tesham val savajo yuktam buddhimam stal samajaril.
That whatever that they do, which is in line with the Shastram, or which is in line with their instructions, that the intelligent people should follow that. This is the conclusion.
So, kushalajaridene sham iha swartho na vidyade vibhayena vanartho nirahangarinam prabhom.
That the reason for this is, this conclusion is this, that one who does not have any bodily concept of life, for them, pious activities or sinful activities, all does not matter. It makes no bondage for them. They are not bound by pious activity or sinful activity. That they will not get any benefit by that pious activity. Because normally in this world, according to the laws of karma, that if you perform pious activity, you have to get the benefit for that. Pious results also will come from that. Similarly, if you perform sinful activities, you have to get the sinful reactions also from that. That is a normal rule in this world, that for the conditioned souls. But Krishna is not in that category. Why? Because there is no bodily concept of life. That is the reason. For those who have bodily concept of life, these rules apply. Those who do not have the bodily concept of life, for them these rules don't apply because they are not in the bodily concept of life. That was the reason.
Kushalajaridenesham iha swartho na vidyade vibhayena vanartho nirahangarinam prabho.
Nirahangarinam, they have no pride in them that I am this body, and they are not working with that concept. In their activities are not like us. They are above the bodily concept of life.
Kimuda akhila sattvanam tiryang martya divaugasam ishudascheshita vyanam kushala kushala anvayah.
That
kimuda akhila sattvanam tiryang martya divaugasam.
Krishna has created all the living entities, different living entities like birds, bees, trees, plants, and so many others, and he controls them as well. And because he is the controller of everyone, every living entity, how can there be any sinful and pious reactions on the activities and the reactions on that personality? How will that happen? Sudeva Goswami is asking that question.
Yalpada mangaja paragana seva dratta yoga prabhava vidudagila karma bandhaha svairam charandi munayo vinahyamanam tasechaya tavabusha kutameva bandhaham.
Then
yalpada mangaja paragana seva dratta.
They are the devotees. Devotees are relishing always the Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's the service to Krishna. That is their, that's what they relish.
Yalpada pangaja paragani seva druptaha.
That they are always relishing service to Krishna. That is what their great happiness is.
Yoga prabhava vidudhagila karma bandhaha.
Great, great yogis, they also, by their yoga prabhavam, by their power of their yoga system, also they are escaping from this karma vidudagila karma bandhaha
svairam charandi munayo banahyamanam.
That they are not bound by this. And then the great sages, how
svairam charandi munayo binahyamanam,
because they are sages, they have their saintly activities, they are such saintly personalities, they have gone beyond the, through the power of knowledge, they have crossed beyond this, the law of karma. That's why they have come out of it. Yogis come out of it, devotees come out of it, and also the great sages, they come out of it.
Nahyamanam tasechaya tava vushak kudai eva bandaham.
If it is like that,
then what is the question of Krishna being bound by karma, by these things? That's what is asking, because Krishna accepts a body, whichever he wants, whichever form he wants. Sometimes he accepts the body of a boar, sometimes in the body of fish, sometimes in the body of tortoise. You will see the major incarnations mentioned, all these things. Millions and millions of Krishna's different forms he has accepted for different purposes or for different reasons also. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse about this. Janma karma jame divyam evam yo veti tattvada tektva deham punarjanmam nidhi mamedi sorjunaha. Then Krishna is saying there, if you understand the transcendental nature of my appearance and disappearance, then you can go back to Godhead. You don't have to stay here anymore. It's a very simple verse when you look at it. But if you want to really absorb and understand that verse, how much Krishna has packed into that verse, in that one statement, is unbelievable. That simply by understanding Krishna's appearance and disappearance from this world, one can go back home back to Krishna. In other words, immediately you understand Krishna by that. So in the similarly, these doubts are coming to all of us. When these doubts come, we have to refer to Srimad Bhagavatam for the answer. Because these doubts are coming from the mind. The very mind which is telling you to surrender to Krishna is also telling you to doubt about Krishna. So you can see how the mind does its job. It throws at you two things completely opposing, and you are at the mercy of mind and then unable to decide, is this right or is that right? And that is when Shastra comes in. That's the only way you can resolve this issue, by the conclusion of the great sages like Sudeva Goswami and others. They tell you the answer. They tell you that this is how it is. Ishwaranam vajas satyam. Ishwaranam vajas satyam tadai vajaridam kochil. Tesham yal sovajoyuktam udhimam stal samajaril. We have to follow. There is no other way. We have no other way to escape from this. You cannot find an answer to these things by mental speculation. You cannot find an answer to these things by mutual discussions. You cannot find an answer for these things from ordinary people, by meetings and deliberations. The only way you can find an answer to these questions is following the Mahajano Yena Gadasa Bandhaha, by following the footsteps of the great acharyas and great sages. They will show you, this is the route before you follow us. That's all. Mahajano Yena Gadasa Bandhaha, by simply by following their footsteps, you will understand the answer to all these questions. Kimudagila Satwanam, Tiryang Martadi Vogasam, Ishudashavyanam, Kushala Kushananyam, Yelpada Mangajamara Agnishayamadrupta, Yoga Prabhava Vidagila Karma Bandhaha, Swayam Janandimana Yovinanahyamanam, Tase Chayatava Bushakuda Eva Bandhaha, Gobi Nandal Padinam, Ja Sarvesham Eva Dehinam, Yondaschari Sodhaksha, Kriranine Hadehabak, Kriranine Gadehabak, Gobi Nandal Padinam, Ja Sarvesham Eva Dehinam. That the gopis and their husbands and everyone who is the super soul within all of them, it is Krishna. Gopinam palpadinam ja sarvesham eva dehinam yo andascharati sodhyaksham kridane neha dehavak. Simply for performing different pastimes, Krishna has accepted this form and came to this world. And when he comes to this world to perform these pastimes, nobody can question that. Nobody can question that, because he is coming from, because we do not understand who is Krishna. We do not know Krishna's position. We are sitting here in this tiny planet, in one corner, we are making judgment about Krishna, not knowing who is Krishna. This is our problem. And this problem is all the time. Till we get out of this concept, it will always continue to be there. That is why, again and again in the Srimad Bhagavatam, at different instances, great, great devotees will repeatedly tell you, who is Krishna? Please remember that. Don't forget it. Krishna is the Supreme Personality. He has come from aprabanchal prabanjeha. That is how it mentioned. That beyond our this prabanja material manifestation, from the spiritual world he has descended here. And he has not got only this one planet to bother about. He has got millions and millions of universes to worry about. That is Krishna's position. And when Krishna comes here by the good fortune of the living entities here, if one starts judging Krishna, who has come here for 125 years and he has gone back, and starts making judgment about Krishna, is there anything more foolish than that? Yobinam dalpadinam ja sarvesham eva dehinam yo andascharati sodhyaksha kridani neha deha bha anugrahaya bhudanam anusham deha mastida ഭജതെ താദൃശീ ക്രീഡ യാ ശ്രുത്വാ തൽപരോ ഭവേൽ.
നെക്സ്റ്റ് വേഴ്സ്.
അനുഗ്രഹായ ഭൂതാനം. ഓൺലി ടു ഗിവ് സം മേഴ്സി ടു ദ കണ്ടീഷൻ സോൾ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് കൃഷ്ണ ഹാസ് കം. അനുഗ്രഹായ ഭൂതാനം മാനുഷം ദേഹമാസ്ഥിതാഹ. That Krishna took that form and came here just to give some mercy to the conditioned suffering living entities in this world. Krishna sees our distress and comes sometimes like this. Manusham deham asidah bhajade tadrishi kridam.
That why did he perform all these pastimes here? What purpose has he done this? That's the next question.
Bhajade tadrishi kridam. All these kreeda, all these pastimes were done only with one intention. Intention was somehow people get attracted to him. That was the yashutva talparo bhavel.
If you hear about these pastimes, sometimes you may get attracted to him. It is only for this reason that he has performed these pastimes. He is otherwise Atma Rama, who doesn't require any of these pleasure. Krishna doesn't require any of these pleasure. All these things, Sudeva Goswami has repeatedly mentioned before. His Krishna's position, our position, Gopi's position, everything is explained there.
Bhajade tadrishi kreda yashutva talparo bhavel.
That somehow or the other, let the conditioned soul hear about me. By hearing about me, if he is fortunate enough, if he is not sinful, he may develop some taste of hearing about me. The result is that once he starts hearing, let him hear about me. This is Krishna's philosophy. Krishna is saying this in the Bhagavad Gita as well as Bhagavatam also. Let him simply hear about me, he will get purified. Because in the conditioned state, our impurities are such inside that it cannot be purified otherwise. It is so bad inside. So in order to purify this, Krishna has given this process.
Bhajade tadrishi kridam.
That simply hear about Krishna's pastimes.
Bhajade tadrishi krida ya shrutva talparo bhavel.
If you simply hear these pastimes, you will get attracted to Krishna. Who will not get attracted to Krishna when you hear about the rasa dance? Krishna's rasa dance, and great, great personalities got attracted to Krishna. And they mentioned about this, and they became, of course, great, because they have done such wonderful things, like Jayadeva Goswami wrote Gita Govindam based on rasa dance. Rasa dance was the motivating force behind Gita Govindam. So Gita Govindam came from Jayadeva Goswami. Vilvamangalam mentioned in Krishna Karanamrita many instances about Krishna's rasa dance. So like this you will find great, great souls wrote so much about Krishna and rasa dance. They were attracted to it by Krishna's that controller, as the supreme controller, how he showed his potencies. But there are many great personalities like that. And there are many others who are not so well known, who also got attracted to Krishna by hearing about these pastimes. So it is a proven history in the whole world. For 5,000 years we find this.
അനുഗ്രഹായ ഭൂതാനം അനുഷം ദേഹമാശ്രിതം ഭജതേ താദൃശി ക്രീഡ യാ ശ്രുത്വാ തൽപരോ ഭവേൽ.
That if you simply hear about these great pastimes of Krishna, automatically that will purify conditioned soul and one can go back home to Krishna. This is why these things have come in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, when all these things were spoken, Sudeva Goswami is talking to Parikshit Maharaj in the short span of 7 days' time. So Parikshit Maharaj had no difficulty in accepting Krishna's position, because in the Krishna, Parikshit knew who Krishna is, who was protected within the womb of Uttaradevi. Krishna himself protected Parikshit Maharaj. So there's no problem with that. But many others later on, Parikshit knew that Sudeva Goswami, if he talks about these things, it will eventually get into Vedavyas newspaper. Vedavyas newspaper is Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this newspaper, the story will be reported. So by reading this newspaper, people will get that benefit from that. So that was known to Parikshit, that was known to Sudeva Goswami and Vedavyas also. And that is why he has put it in this Srimad Bhagavatam. So when it came in the Srimad Bhagavatam is also a newspaper. You don't have to think that it is something different. Only thing is, this is a newspaper from the spiritual world, not like our Sun and Daily Mirror from this world. So there are, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to say that there is so much news transmission goes on in this planet. But if this one earthly planet where there is so much nonsense is going on and there is so much news to report, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's words were,
How many printing presses? How many printing presses we would need to print the news on the spiritual world? This was the question he raised once to someone when they mentioned about printing spiritual literature. He was never satisfied that he wanted to distribute the spiritual knowledge to everywhere in the world to such an extent, so that let people understand that beyond this material world and material life, there is a higher transcendental way of life, a spiritual life, which is far more important than this conditioned and miserable material life in this world. So therefore we can see that anugrahaya bhudanam manusham deham ashridam bhajade tadrishi krida ya shrutva talparo bhavel. By hearing this, one will get attracted to Krishna. That was the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nasmayan khalu krishnaya mohida sasya mayaya manyamana subhashvastvan swan swan dvaran vrajaugasaham. That when, again, to make the point a little bit more clear, with Shukadeva Goswami saying something else there. Nasmuyan khalu krishnaya mohida sasya mayaya. That you should not think that, not feel envy about Krishna, because the gopis were, the gopis were Krishna, because of the Yogamaya's potency at that time, that all the cowherd men, they felt that their wives were with them when they were all having dancing with Krishna here. This is another aspect of that. When Krishna brought all the gopis, when they came to dance with Krishna, at the same time they were present with their husbands as well in the Vrajam. With their husbands and their children, they were there. So they also didn't complain anything about it, because they were already there. So this kind of thing, situations in the Srimad Bhagavatam should not disturb our mind. Why? Because activities of these great personalities are beyond our understanding. Nasuvayan kalu krishnaya mohidasasya mayaya manyamana supashvastan swan swan dvaran vrajaugasam. That therefore, when this has happened, they also didn't complain anything about it. Brahmaratra upavrte vasudevani modidaha anichandyo yurgopya sugrihan bhagaval priyaham. That in the morning, Brahma Muhurtam arrived. At that time, Krishna has told them, instructed them, that they should now go back to their home. Anichandyo yurgopya sugrihan bhagaval priyaham. They went home under Krishna's instructions. And because of this special thing, what Krishna has shown to those gopis, now this Rasalila, Rasa dance, has been discussed by the great commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam in different ways. And by and large, the conclusion is that Krishna has been dancing from the age of 8. After the age of 8 or 9, Krishna started. And more or less, it lasted for about little over 2 years. And every day, Krishna had rasa dance with the gopis till the age of almost 11. So just before he became 11 years old, Krishna went to Mathura. And then when he was 11, he killed Kamsa. That is later on mentioned there. So you can say roughly, it's a little over 2 years, this rasa dance carried on. Now, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments about this, that this Brahmaratram actually means it's the night of God Brahma. That also it means. Brahmaratram can have a few different meanings. So it's also interpreted there that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's opinion is that actually Brahmaratram is one whole night of Lord Brahma. So you can imagine what a long period of time that is. Brahma's one night is many, many millions of years it lasts. So then the question will come, if you ask the question that, how can it last for such a millions of years? When 5,000 years ago Krishna appeared, and now we are saying that we are 5,000 years after Krishna's appearance. So how could that be? Krishna has spent 125 years in this world. If it is like that, how could that be that millions of years Krishna has danced with the gopis? This question will automatically come. But then the answer also Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions there, then the answer to that is that do not use your intelligence and time and space to calculate Krishna's activities. That's not in your control. When Mother Yashoda wanted to see, looked at, asked at Krishna to open his mouth, When Krishna opened the mouth, the whole creation was within, inside the mouth. Mother Yashoda felt seeing the whole creation in the mouth of Krishna. If that is possible, this is also possible. That's the answer to that. That things like time and space, in our limited perception, we think that it has to be like this. Because from day one, we have used this, we have used the scale and pencils and calculator and computer. And we think time and space has to follow that rule. That conditioned nature in our mind will tell us like that. But when Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, when He wants to alter those rules, He can alter them. Time and space also can be altered if Krishna wants it. So from that point of view, you can even accept that statement, Brahmaratra Upavrati. If you don't accept that, you can even also accept this point that about 2.5 years, Krishna has performed the rasa dance with the gopis.
Brahmaratra Upavrati Vasudeva Anumodidaha Ani Chandyo Yayur Gopya Sugrihan Bhagaval Priyaham.
So with that verse, the questions by Parikshit Maharaj was answered by Sudeva Goswami, and Sudeva Goswami now decided to decide to give a benediction to all who hear about rasa dance in the proper understanding. That is, in that particular verse, Sudeva Goswami says there that if you hear about rasa dance, if you read about rasa dance, and if you think about this rasa dance, pastimes of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this Vrindavanam pastimes.
Vikriditam prajavadu bhiridanja Vishnu Shraddhanido anushunal athavarnayedham Bhaktim param bhagavadim pradilabhyakamam hridrogam ashu apahinodi achirena dhiraham.
That the benediction is this, that normally conditioned soul has a disease. The disease is what Krishna calls as the two things, what Krishna mentions in the Bhagavad Gita also. What is that two things? That kama esha krodha esha rajoguna samulbhava. Rajoguna means that major factor in our mind. Our mind is completely polluted with rajogunam. Rajogunam means mood of passion. This mood of passion is in us very strongly. Basically, most of us, I mean majority of us, are rajogunam and tamogunam inside. That you can see by the activities of the people who are involved. Anyone you take it and look at their activities, you will find these two, rajogunam and tamogunam, very predominantly in their daily activities. It doesn't require much of an intelligence to see that. How rajogunam and tamogunam is controlling them very strongly. And out of these two, tamogunam means it's hopeless case. Nothing you can do about it. That tamogunam, when it takes over, then you cannot do anything about it. You have to give time to come out of that to rajogunam. But in rajogunam, it is still repairable. You can repair it. Tamogunam, you can't even repair the person. That is the situation. In the Bhagavatam, in the beginning itself, it says like that, Pativadharano woman, that it is like the firewood, smoke and fire. Sattvam, rajas and tamas. Sattugunam is the fire. Rajogunam is the smoke. And tamogunam is the firewood. You can see how that good comparison is so good. That if it is firewood, that it won't burn. It will just lie like that, dead matter. But somehow or the other, if you set fire and the fire start burning, so first the smoke starts coming up. And it's that smoky condition is rajogunam. You see? So when the smoke builds up, that is rajogunam state of mind. And satogunam is fire. Fire all the time. That means very clear in the mind, very clear in actions, no laziness, no kind of tamasic nature. So unless you come to the satogunam, it is difficult to understand all the philosophical conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is very difficult. It will all appear to us as, oh, this is another story. What is in the Bhagavatam so much? I read all these things before many times. I understood everything. One will say like that. So in order to clear their mind, Sudeva Goswami says here, Vikriditam prajavadhu biridanja Vishnu shradhvanidam anishunal atavarna yetaham. If you hear or if you discuss and describe these things, Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim, what the benefit will be that? You will have devotion. And devotion means what? You will come to the mode of goodness. That is what it means. Devotion can only be there if there is mode of goodness. Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim Pradilabhya Kamam Hridrogam. And then what else? The two benefits. Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim. You will become a devotee of Krishna. If you listen to the Rasa Dance episode seriously, sincerely, if you listen, hear this and read this and contemplate on that, Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim, you will become a devotee of Krishna. What else? Pratilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Apahinodi Achirena Dhiraha. That the next benefit will be that what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that Kama Yesha Krodha Yesha Rajoguna Samulbhava. Kamam and Krodham, lust and anger, are the two things which comes from Rajogunam. So this Rajogunam nature, by nature itself, Rajogunam produces these two in anyone. Kamam and Krodham, lust and anger. So here, Sukadeva Goswami is saying here, Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim Pradilabhya Kamam Hridrogam Pradilabhya Kamam Hridrogam. This Kamam is a Hridrogam. Hridrogam means it is a disease in the heart. I'm not talking about the heart which actually pumps the blood and circulates the blood all over the body. It's not that heart we are referring to. We are referring to the heart which is where the spirit soul is present in one's heart. That's where the consciousness is present. The consciousness is spread from there due to the presence of the spirit soul. The subtle body is present there in this heart. And this is known as Hridayam. That Hridrogam, and there is a disease there. We all have a disease in that heart. What is that disease? These two things, Kamam and Krodham. Lust and anger, which comes from Rajogunam. It affects these two things. So, Hridrogam Ashu Abahinodi. And you can get out of this Hridrogam, this heart disease, which is inside us, which gives us a lot of trouble. Lust and anger are the two things which Krishna recognizes in the Bhagavad Gita. And the same thing is present in the heart in this condition. So, Sukadeva Goswami has given a benediction that if you study Rasalila or Rasa Dance, you can come out of this. Hridrogam Ashu Abahinodi. You can come out of this Hridrogam, this disease of this heart. Achirena Dhiraha. And you will become strong in your spiritual realizations. In other words, you will get the strength to go further in the spiritual path. Because otherwise, this Kamam and Krodham will continuously pull you down on the spiritual life. But in order to go further, we have to get out of the influences of Kamam and Krodham. And that is possible by studying the Rasa Dance. So Sukadeva Goswami has given this special benediction to devotees who wants to advance on the spiritual path. Bhaktim Param Bhagavadim Pradilabhya. That he will become a devotee of Krishna. They will advance on the path of spiritual life. Kamam Hridrogam Ashu Abahinodi. That Kamam which affects the heart and destroys our consciousness. Abahinodi. That will be released from that. Achirena Dhiraham. That you will become Dhira. You will become sober. And you will become fully fixed up in spiritual life. In Krishna consciousness. So that with that last benediction from Sukadeva Goswami, we come to the conclusion of the Rasa Dance, the five chapters related to Krishna's Rasa Panchadhyayi. So that means what? It means from now on, for the next few chapters, we have to go through, because they are not so significant as the Rasa Dance was. Rasa Dance was full of messages to the devotee and to understand Krishna's position. Who is Krishna? What is Krishna's position? And not to relate with Krishna, to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to establish that, the last important pastime of Vrindavanam is this Rasa Dance. And after this, the next incident is what happens to the cowherd men and the cowherd boys and the and all the inhabitants of Rajam. In one instance, they had to go on a Shivratri day. On a Shivratri day, they had to go to Ambigavanam. Ambigavanam is a forest where they were engaged in the worship of Lord Shiva. So Shivaratri day is particularly important. Even the Vaishnavas celebrate Shivaratri. It's so dear to Lord Shiva that naturally the Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and everyone else from Vrindavanam decided to go to Ambigavanam. Ambigavanam, by the name itself, you can see it's a name referring to Ambiga, which is Durga Devi. Durga Devi is worshipped in Ambigavanam. Therefore, Lord Shiva was also there worshipped, either in the temple or separately, we do not know. The information is not given in the Srimad Bhagavatam about that. But indicating the name as Ambigavanam, you can see that Krishna has gone there. Krishna has gone there along with his father, Nanda Maharaj, and others to Ambigavanam to participate in the celebrations of Shivaratri. How was Shivaratri celebrated? Shivaratri was celebrated in this way, that for Shivaratri, they had to fast the whole night, and they were fasting the whole day as well, and in the night also, and they were not sleeping either. They didn't sleep either. So, not only that, they didn't sleep, they were also chanting the holy names of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva's names were chanted, and they were fasting, and they were spending their time without sleep. So like this, they were celebrating Shivaratri in a big way. All of them, they followed these rules very strictly. You can see, like they followed Ekadashi, they followed Janmashtami, Shivaratri, everything very promptly. So that was the system. So they could not afford to think that, oh, Shivaratri is not important. They celebrated Shivaratri as well. So when they went there to the forest that night, sometime in the middle of the night, a very big snake, a python, came and caught hold of Nanda Baba's feet, has started biting Nanda Baba's feet. And because it was cold at that time, they were feeling cold, they have collected a lot of firewood and they made a lot of fire as well there. The cowherd men and the Krishna's friends, they have set up a lot of big fire there so that they can warm up themselves and sit there in front of the fire and chant the holy name of Shiva. They were chanting the holy name and they were passing their time like this. It was then that a big python came and caught hold of Nanda Baba's feet. When it has bitten Nanda Baba's feet, the cowherd men got very frightened. They immediately left the scene and went to Nanda Baba and started looking at that python which was biting Nanda Baba, and they got very fearful. So what they did was, they went back to the fire and pulled out a lot of wood from there. The logs of wood which were burning, they took it in the hand because it is burning on one end, the other end is free. So they pulled it out, normal as usual they do. He pulled out the they pulled out the firewood and went to this python and started beating the python with this burning wood. They were beating the python with the burning wood. So when they started beating, the python won't go. It didn't show any sign of any pain or anything. And the gopas or cowherd men could not understand that why the python is not leaving Nanda Baba's feet and he was not showing any sign of pain or anything like that. Eventually, all they did was they went back to Krishna and told him that Nanda Baba has been bitten by a python, something has to be done. Krishna came about straight away. Krishna was talking or something, doing something else with somebody else. So Krishna came over and he saw this python there. When he saw the python, Krishna wanted to find out whether he is alive or dead. Why is he lying like this? He just put his lotus feet on the python's body. As soon as it was touched by Krishna's lotus feet, there was immediately... It was done with one purpose only. The reason for that was, when Krishna touched the python with his lotus feet, immediately the python changed its form. It changed its form. And not only changed its form, it took up a very, very beautiful form of a Vidyadhara. Vidyadharas are living entities in the higher planets. As I mentioned before, Charanas, Kinnaras, Gandharvas, they are all living entities in the higher classes than the human being. More beautiful than us, more bodily strength, more intelligence, and more in the mode of goodness. They have that capacity. That's by birth they get it. So he became a Vidyadhara, and naturally Krishna asked a question to him, so that others could know what has happened. So Krishna asked a question to this Vidyadhara, who are you? As though he does not know who it is. Krishna says to him, who are you? What made you to be in this body like this for so many How long have you been in this body like this, in this python's body? What made you to become a python like this? All these questions Krishna asked to this Vidyadhara, who stood there with folded hands, paying his obeisances to Krishna. So when Krishna asked this question, Vidyadhara answered like this to Krishna, like this: My name is Sudarshanam. My name is Sudarshanam. I am a Vidyadhara. I come from the higher planets, but I did something very seriously wrong. Krishna said, "What did you do?" He said, "One day I was traveling in the higher planets, and at that time I saw some great sages travel, also from the Angiras Gotram, Angiras Maharshi's followers, from their tradition. Angiras Maharshi was a great sage, and from their tradition some sages were going traveling. And one of them, I looked at him, and when I looked at him, it came to my mind, what kind of dress is this? These sages, you know, after all, they look so ugly with their matted hair, all over ashes on the face, and wearing a tree bark or a deer skin. And then they have got this yoga danda in their hand, the rod, and then a water pot in the hand, and on the never shaved up, never clean shaven, all full of beard and body, all over the body hair. Sometimes looks dirty also. And all their shoulders, they had some another animal's skin. And when I just saw all these things, I felt a little bit contemptuous about it. And my looks, that sage didn't like. In the Garga Samhita, it says it was Ashtavakra who has fallen into this. But in the Bhagavatam, it doesn't say the name. It only says that the sage was from the Angiras Maharshis, a sage Angiras, member of the Angiras family. So the sage looked at this Vidyadhara, Sudarshanam. And Sudarshanam being naturally, you know, they are known, Vidyadharas are known for few things. What are they? One, for their bodily beauty. They are very beautiful people. Secondly, they have a very nice taste for music, fond of singing and dancing. So you can imagine what that means. If a man is very attracted to singing and dancing and music, and the bodily features are also very attractive, naturally they will be accompanied by women as well, isn't it? This is the, you can see the world goes on this principle, that the film stars all over this world, they are always accompanied by the opposite sex, isn't it? Men or women, it either way doesn't matter. And why this attraction is like this, that this bodily features and the bodily attraction is such, along with that music, all these things simply increases in their bodily concept of life as well. So this Vidyadhara, who was Sudarshanam, who when he saw the sage, he thought that look at me and look at him, what a tremendous difference. He only thought this in his mind. He didn't even say anything. He just looked at the sage in a very bad way, in the sense that he gave the impression to the sage, oh, you look so ugly. Why you go wander around like this in this dress? That was the mistake what Vidyadhara did. So what did our sage do? The sage thought, you are feeling so proud about your body, isn't it? He said, the sage said to him, all right, I'll give you a beautiful body. Lie in that body for a while and enjoy that body, he said. And told him, you stay as a python till Krishna meets you and give you liberation from this. And that is how I've come to this condition. He says to Krishna. Vidyadhara says this to Krishna. Actually, the beauty of the sages is not in their body. It is the beauty of their mind. Their beauty is the beauty of the mind. For others, it is the beauty of the body. We look at people and start making judgment, seeing their body, how beautiful the body is. But the sages' beauty is the beauty of their mind. Their mind is beautiful. Why? Because through austerities and penances, they have purified their mind. Such evil thoughts will never come up to them. But here, because Vidyadhara needed some purification, the sage handed over to him this curse and told him, you go and lie down in Abhyavanam. For Shivaratri day, Krishna will come there. Get hold of Nanda Maharaj's feet and Krishna will come and get you out from this body. Till that time, you go and lie there. And you have no other choice. If you leave Nanda Baba's feet, you have no other alternative. You will not come out. So at any cost, you should hold on to Nanda Baba's feet. Otherwise, you won't escape from this condition. So, saying this, this sage had sent our Vidyadhara here, and that is how I come here, and I'm going back now. He said, I'm going back to my planet again. So, while leaving, he says to Krishna one thing. What was that? He said, in future, never again such a mentality should come to me. What was that? To make fun of others. This is what he said to Krishna. At least in the future, such an attitude may not come to me in my mind. Because it's normal in this world that people who have got wealth, they feel that those who don't have wealth should be subjected to, they consider that as a lack of capacity to acquire wealth. Somebody who doesn't have the wealth, they start thinking, oh, he's not able to earn enough money or he doesn't have any wealth. And therefore they start looking at them in a wrong way. They start see things. Similarly, people who are learned, who are very highly knowledgeable, they also start looking at the ignorant, in a persons who are not so educated, in the wrong way. They start thinking that, oh, he's not so educated. So that's also, these are conditioned souls' behavior in this world. This particular incident in the Ambigavanam is teaching us that Krishna's instruction is that don't make fun of anyone. Everyone who has come to this world is by Krishna's arrangement. Due to different conditions, they have to accept different bodies. And in that body they'll stay. Everyone is a part and parcel of Krishna. And one should not think that due to any of these, due to these opulences like knowledge or wealth, one should not think that others should be subjected to that kind of treatment. So this simple lesson, through this incident, Krishna mentioned this taught to this world. It was after that that another important incident happens there. This is incident is important because straight after Rasa dance was discussed, Sudeva Goswami thought in his mind that this Rasa dance requires a little bit more explanation to it. So in order to do that, he put this through this incident what happened afterwards. What happened was that in one instance, when Rasa dance was going on, in one instance, Krishna used to come with the gopis and used to have Rasa dance every day. One day, Krishna told Balaram also to come for the Rasa dance. That particular night, Krishna told Balaram also to come with him. So when Krishna said this, Balaram came that day, that night with Krishna. And all the gopis started thinking, why Balaram has come today? Some of them expressed a little uneasiness about it. Why Balaram has come today? This question came up from the gopis. So Krishna, knowing very well, decided to give a speech to the gopis. So standing underneath a large banyan tree, Krishna spoke to the gopis like this. Krishna said to the gopis, I have invited my brother Balaram to come today. The reason for that is, I was talking to Balaram one day, how nicely the gopis sing, how nicely the gopis can sing. So he wanted to hear that. So I told Balaram also to come today, and that is why he had come. So he wanted to make gopis aware that Balaram had come to hear their music, how well gopis could sing. So gopis were very satisfied by Krishna's comment, and then they started the music. So gopis started singing. All of them sang very well that day for Balaram's pleasure. Balaram heard the music and enjoyed it. Balaram also had taken a lot of Varuni that day. As you know, Balaram is very fond of Varuni. And when Varuni goes in, sometimes Balaram will act also a little different in order to show the effect of Varuni. Although Balaram is above Varuni, but still, in that mood of enjoyment, Balaram has taken Varuni that night. And Balaram did not care for anything. He was lying down enjoying the music. At some point, gopis told Krishna also to sing. So Krishna also sang very beautifully that day. Very nicely Krishna sang. And the gopis, Krishna and Balaram, they were all enjoying the music. It was at that time that a demon called, he was actually a yaksha, called Shankachuda came there. And this Shankachuda, he is a very powerful yaksha, very strong. He used to fight with Kamsa apparently. Garga Bhagavatam says like that. used to fight with Kamsa, and he has thrown Kamsa away by his strength, physical strength. He took Kamsa and threw him away hundreds of yards. That's how strong he was. So the Shankachuda came here, and when he came, what he saw was Krishna is having a good time with all these gopis. And they were all singing, dancing, enjoying. Everything was going on. And immediately Shankachuda thought in his mind, why is Krishna enjoying like this? The same problem like many people have got in this world also. Why is Krishna enjoying? What right Krishna has got to enjoy like this? This was the question. So Shankachuda thought that Krishna is enjoying like this. This should not be allowed. He immediately made the decision. So what did he do? He took away a lot of gopis from there and started running from there. And there were so many gopis there at that time. And with the effect of irony, Balaram did not notice it. Krishna was also singing in the mood of good music. Krishna was also busy and he also didn't notice it. And the gopis started crying when they were taken away by Shankachuda. Only after a while, Krishna recognized what was happening. And he told Balaram immediately that we should follow him and get him straight away. So Krishna and Balaram started running after Shankachuda. By now, Shankachuda has gone quite far from where they were singing and dancing. And Krishna and Balaram were running after Shankachuda. Sudeva Goswami says in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Shankachuda at that point thought that there were two forces were coming against him. One was time and another one was death, he says. He didn't think that Krishna and Balaram was coming. You see, when a person is dying, two things are required. First, his time has to come. Only then he will die. We shouldn't think that a man will survive with medicine and man will survive, which we know. There is enough proof that nobody survives by medicine. Secondly, also, you have to think that at the time of death, when it is decided, the death personified comes. These are subtle things. We won't understand. But Shastra says to us that death personified takes him away at that time when the death happens. Especially in the case of demons. So the demons, these two things they have to face. One time personified and the other one death personified. So when Krishna and Balaram were running to Shankachuda, Shankachuda thought that these two personalities, time personified and death personified, are coming together to me to catch me. That is how he got frightened. And Sudeva Goswami mentions that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when they got there, that Shankachuda realized there is no hope between Krishna and Balaram. There was no hope. So he left all the gopis and started running from there. He didn't want to do anything anymore. Just wanted to escape for life. But Krishna said to Balaram, you take care of all the gopis and go back. I am not going to leave this Shankachuda, he said. He chased Shankachuda to the very end, caught hold of him, and punched on his head with the hand. Straight one punch and he died. With the first fist itself, he killed Shankachuda. So when Shankachuda was killed, there was a beautiful necklace on his head, which was a stone that was very beautiful and very expensive one, which was there. Krishna took that and came back. When Krishna came back, all the gopis saw this in Krishna's hand, this expensive and most attractive stone or the necklace, whatever that was. And all the gopis thought that Krishna will give it to me. The gopis were desiring to have that. Krishna didn't give it to anyone. He just took it, went back again to the stage and called Balaram there. And he said to all the gopis there that this most beautiful jewel I have brought from Shankachuda's hand, I would like to present this to my brother, Lord Balaram, who has looked after you all when I was away. And saying this, he handed this over to Balaram at that time. All the gopis who were present there, they went a little bit morose, seeing this, that Krishna didn't give it to them. Every one of them thought like that. No, after all, when you make a presentation to somebody, what should you do? You should all clap the hands, isn't it? None of the gopis did anything. They sat there. So they stood there with a very sorrowful mood. They stood there. So at that time, Krishna thought, If they are not going to clap the hands, I am going to clap the hands. Krishna clapped the hands. When Krishna had the hands, all of them started clapping the hands. So this is how the nature is, of the human nature is. So when Krishna clapped the hands, all of them clapped the hands, because you are giving a valuable, recognizing Balaram's service by giving this jewel to Balaram. And gopis are standing there quietly. So Krishna said, that's not fair. You should clap your hands. And they all clap the hands all together. Then nobody said one word to Krishna about it afterwards. But much later, when the rasa dance was going on, one gopi asked Krishna like this, why did you not give that jewel to me? This was the question. Naturally, attraction to the gold and jewelry has not started today. It has started from the very appearance, from the creation itself. Attraction for jewel and gold is like that. So Krishna held that gopi very tight, embraced her, and asked this question back to her. The question was this. Krishna asked the question, is that jewel which was from Shankarchuda's head, is that valuable, or is this jewel who is in your hands now under control is more valuable? That was the only question Krishna asked the gopi. After that, never once after this incident, the gopis have ever showed any desire for anything from Krishna. This is the beauty of that pastime. That Krishna, with one example, taught the gopis that Krishna is the much precious jewel and valuable than anything else material in this world. That conviction came to the gopis' heart. The gopis were satisfied with that answer from Krishna. They never again raised that issue with Krishna after that. But in that same pastime, you can also see that when Krishna wants to do something, Krishna has a very dramatic way of doing things. On that day, when Krishna asked Balaram, would you like to come for a rasa dance? He never asked Balaram before. In other words, so many days rasa dance was going on. Never once Krishna asked Balaram, would you like to come for a rasa dance? This is at the very end of rasa dance. One day, Krishna decided to invite him. But Balaram is also very clever. Balaram understood there must be some business behind it. Otherwise, Krishna won't ask like this. Krishna will go and do it alone himself. Actually, if you look Mahabharatam, you will find some instances. Particularly before Mahabharata war started, the war was getting imminent. It was getting very closer. And Balaram knew that war is getting closer. So one day, Krishna says to Balaram like this, my dear brother, I heard that you are thinking of going on a pilgrimage. He puts this question to, I heard like this, he says. Balaram got the message. In other words, Balaram understood Krishna wants me to go on pilgrimage, because in Krishna's mind, there was a little feeling that Duryodhana is his clear closest disciple. If Balaram decides to go and fight from Duryodhana's side, it will become more complicated. So he had to send Balaram away from there, somehow or the other. So he made up this, how Krishna's mind works is a little different than our mind. He started foreseeing things that Balaram's presence in the side of Duryodhana may be a little bit troublesome for him, because Balaram had this open-mindedness. That is the problem with Balaram all the time. Very straightforward person. Not only straightforward, with Duryodhana he had a lot of affection also. Because if you remember, in Mahabharata you will find this, when at one instance Satrajit's Samantaka jewel was stolen, and when the Samantaka jewel was stolen, Satyabhama went to Hastinapur to complain to Krishna that his father has been killed and Samantaka jewel has been stolen, which is Satrajit was killed and Samantaka has been stolen. So when this incident happened, when Satyabhama took the chariot, Satyabhama is a little different than all the other wives of Krishna. Among the 8 major wives, all the others are much more controlled. Satyabhama is a very Kshatriya nature. In a sense, difficult to control her mind. And she will tell Krishna what she feels about things. Won't keep anything to herself or tolerate anything. So Satyabhama sensed the situation. And in Dwaraka, there was nobody there at that time whom she could say anything. So she took the chariot, went to Hastinapur straight away to tell Krishna that her father has been killed. More than the Samantaka jewel, that Satrajit was killed, that was worrying her. That is what disturbed her. So, when Satyabhama arrived in Hastinapur, Krishna was there. He was in the middle of this negotiations between Kauravas and the Pandavas. This was going on. So, that night when Satyabhama arrived, Satyabhama wanted to get Krishna back to Dwaraka. And Krishna also, when he came to know that Satrajit was killed, Krishna started crying to show his unhappiness to Satyabhama. Actually, Krishna had no feelings, any of these things. What does it, Satyabhama, only some months back, Krishna told Satrajit, to hand over that jewel to me. And Satrajit told Krishna, except that you can ask me anything else, I'll give it to you. So when Satrajit said like that, Krishna also took advantage of that. All right, you can keep the jewel, hand over your daughter to me then. So he married Satyabhama in that way. And one devotee once asked Krishna about it. Is that not the reason why you asked Satrajit like that? And Krishna also answered that, yes, that was the reason behind it. If you think like that, yes, it is, he said. So Krishna has different ways of dealing with situation. So when Krishna said this to Satyabhama, I am very sorry to hear that Satrajit was killed, and I'll come back now to sort this out. And everything he said to Satyabhama. So Satyabhama came back, and this whole story, episode of Satrajit is there later on in the 10th canto. So why I was saying this was that here you will find that Krishna has acted in this way in different instances according to the situation. So here also with Balaram, Krishna said to Balaram that are you not thinking of going on the pilgrimage? Balaram got the message and he said, yes, I'm going on the pilgrimage, he said. And he went on the pilgrimage. So it was at that time, at the time when Satrajit was killed, they had to find out who killed Satrajit. In order to satisfy Satyabhama, Krishna and Balaram took the chariot and went, started searching for the killer of Satrajit. So there was Shatadhanya and Kritavarma, the commander-in-chief of the Yadava's army, and Shatadhanya was a friend of Satrajit. So they were looking for him, and they were, and also they hear about Akrura. Akrura was also went missing. So you see, when you commit a big crime, in those days also, first thing is you go underground. Then you go missing. You can't find where he is. So that's the same thing happened. So in that time, Krishna and Balaram were searching for them, who the killer of Satrajit. And they arrived in the palace of Mithila. I think it was in Mithila's, king of Mithila. That's where they arrived. Somehow or the other, through the spies, the news came to Dhritarashtra that there is some family quarrel developing in Dwaraka. And Krishna and Balaram had been running around looking for the killer of Satrajit. And on the issue of this specific thing called Samantaka jewel, there is a misunderstanding between Krishna and Balaram. A news has developed like this, and the news spread very immediately to Hastinapur also. When the news arrived there, Dhritarashtra immediately got up from his throne. He thought, this is the right opportunity. Because if I can get Balaram on our side, then even if the war happens, it will be very difficult for them to beat us. Because all along the preparation for the war, Vidura has warned Dhritarashtra that the only thing you have to worry about is on whose side Krishna is going to be. If Krishna is on the Pandava side, no matter what you do, you're not going to win the war. Vidura has warned this again and time and again to Dhritarashtra. So Dhritarashtra, although he is blind, actually he is not blind. He can see more than what we all can see, or those who have got eyes. His intelligence is not that. He was such an intelligent person. Sitting there with the blind eyes, he was thinking all these things. If I can somehow or the other get Balaram on our side, then let's see what will happen. So the big master plan was behind it. So what did he do? He got up from his seat, called Duryodhan, his eldest son, isn't it? And held his hand together. Now let us go and see Balaram, he says. So Balaram, what he did was, after Krishna and Balaram were searching for the killer of Satrajit, after a while they got tired. So
So Balaram says there, then I'm not going to come back to Dwaraka, I'm going to stay in Mithila with my friend. So you can go back, he says to Krishna. So it was this that made Dhritarashtra to think that Krishna and Balaram was not in good terms. This thought has come to him. So therefore what he did was, he held Duryodhana's hand and went to see Balaram in Mithila. So Balaram has welcomed Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana there. Dhritarashtra says to Duryodhana, pay your obeisances to your teacher. So Duryodhana pays his obeisances to Balaram. And then he requested Balaram, please teach Duryodhana about how to use the club in fighting, club fighting, to teach him. So months, apparently Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana lived at the palace and Balaram could not refuse it. Although he knew that one day by teaching him how to fight with the club, he will become a problem for the Yadavas. He knew that. Still knowing very well, Balaram taught him how to fight with the club. All these things happened there. So in spite of that, Balaram thought, let him learn club fighting, but one day Krishna is going to kill all of these people, all of them. He knew that. So he taught him anyway, and he went back. Now you can see that Krishna is aware of this, that Balaram, Duryodhana had learned this club fighting from Balaram, and if during the battle, if a situation develops between Duryodhana and Bhima, because they were the most bitter enemies, the enmity was between Bhima and Duryodhana. That you can see, because the day when Panjali was disrobed in the assembly, from that day it has built up. And Bhima will not forgive them for anything. And he has taken the vow that he will break the bone of Dushasana, who has helped this disrobing Draupadi, and take his intestines and put it as a garland on his neck. And he was waiting for that, like a cobra waiting for its opportunity to bite. Bhima was going on day after day. Whereas the other Pandavas, Arjuna, Nakula, Sahadeva or Yudhishthira, did not have that nature like Bhima had. And Dhritarashtra also knew this. So if a club fight starts between Duryodhana and Bhima, and Duryodhana is more skilled than Bhima, it will become very difficult for Bhima to kill Duryodhana, and Duryodhana may kill Bhima also. All this has foreseen by Krishna, and that is why Krishna asked Balaram whether he will go, is he not planning to go on a pilgrimage? This question was with all these things behind it. And Balaram understood the message and decided to go on a pilgrimage. And that pilgrimage is discussed in the Bhagavatam later. So what I'm saying is that Krishna reads the mind and of the people, and accordingly he arranges things. And that's exactly how Krishna has invited Balaram on that particular day when Shankarchuda was killed. So after this, that this is the next chapter, these two incidents. And after that, there is another important chapter, which is known as Yugala Geetam. Yugala Geetam means that by now, Krishna has stole the hearts of the gopis. And gopis were finding it difficult even to stay for a moment without Krishna. That situation has come. We'll discuss that after I read this chapter.
श्रीशुक उवाच एकदा देवयात्रायां गोपाला जातकौतुक अनोभिनन्दुक्ते प्रयुस्ते अम्बियावनम् तत्र स्नात्वा सरस्वत्यां देवं पशुपतिं विभुम् अनर्चुरर्हणैर्भक्त्या देवीं च नृपतेऽम्बिकाम् गावो हिरण्यं वासांसि मधुबन्धुन्नमाभ्रदा ब्राह्मणेभ्यो ददु सर्वे देवो न प्रियतामिति ऊषु सरस्वती धीरोजनं प्राश्यद्रतव्रताः रजनीं तां महाभागा नन्दस्वनन्दगादयाः कश्चिन् महान् हिस्तस्मिन् विभिनेति बुभुक्षिताः यदर्चयागतो नन्दं शयानमृगोऽग्रसील् सुचुक्रोशाहिनाग्रस्तं कृष्णकृष्णमहामयं सर्पो मां ग्रसदेतादा प्रपन्नं परिमोचया तस्य चाक्रन्दितं श्रुत्वा गोपालां सहसोत्थिता ग्रस्तं च दृष्ट्वा विभ्रान्ता सर्पं विपिदुदल्मुगै आलादिर्दह्यमानोऽपि नामुञ्जत्तमुरङ्गमा तमस्पृशल्पदाभ्येत्य भगवान् सात्वतां पदि स वै भगवद श्रीमल्पादस्पर्शहदाशुभ मे भेजे सर्पवपुर्हित्वा रूपं विद्याधरार्चितम् समप्रच्छद्ऋषिकेशा प्रणतं समुपस्थितं दीप्यमानेन वपुषा पुरुषं हेममालिनम् കോ ഭവാൻ പരയാ ലക്ഷ്മ രോചത അത്ഭുത ദർശന കഥം ജുഗുപ്സിതാമേതാം ഗതിം ആപ്രാപിതോ വശാഹ സർപ്പവാച അഹം വിദ്യാധര കശ്ചിൽ സുദർശനമിതി ശ്രുതാം ശ്രിയാ സ്വരൂപ സമ്പത്യ വിമാനീന ആചരന് ദിശാം ഋഷിൻ വിരൂപാനങ്കിരസ പ്രാഗസംരൂപതർപ്പിത നൈരിമാം പ്രാപിതോ യോനിം പ്രലബ്ധൈസ്വേന പാത്മനാം ശാപമനുഗ്രഹായൈവ കൃതസ്ഥൈകരുണാത്മഭി യദഹം ലോകഗുരുണാ പദാസ്പൃഷ്ടോ ഹദാ ശുഭാഃ തം ദ്വഹം ഭവഭീതാനാം പ്രപന്നാനാം ഭയോപഹം പാപൃച്ഛേശാപനിർമുക്ത പാദസ്പർശാദമീവഹൻ പ്രപന്നോസ്മി മഹായോഗിൻ മഹാപുരുഷ സൽപദേ അനുജാനീഹി മാം ദേവ സർവലോകേശ്വരേശ്വരാം ബ്രഹ്മദണ്ഡാൽ വിമുക്തോഹം സദ്യസ്ഥേപ്യുതദർശനാൽ എന്നാമഗ്രഹണമഖിലൻ ശ്രോത്രനാത്മാനമേവജാം സദ്യ പുനാദികിം ഭൂയസ്തസ്യ സ്പൃഷ്ടപദാഹിതേ ഇത്യനുജ്ഞാപ്യദാശാർഹം പരിക്രമ്യാഭിവന്ദ്യജ സുദർശനോദിവമ്യാദ കൃശാൽമന്ദശ്ച മോചിതാഃ നിശാമ്യ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ തദാ ആത്മവൈഭവം പ്രജോഗസൗ വിസ്മിതചേതസസ്തദാ സമാപ്യ തസ്മിൻ നിയമം പുനർവ്രജം നൃപായയുസ്തൽ കഥയന്തമാതൃതാഃ കഥാചിത ഗോവിന്ദോ രാമശ്ചാത്ഭുത വിക്രമ വിജഹ്ര ദുർവനീരാത്രയം മധ്യഗോപ്രജയോഷിതാം ഉപഗീയമാനോ ലളിതം ശ്രീജനേർബദ്ധ സൗഹൃദൈഃ സ്വലം കൃതാനുലിപ്തംഗോ സജ്ഞനോ വിരജോംബരവും നിശാമുഖം മാനയന്ത ഉദിതോടുപതാരകം മല്ലികാഗന്ധമന്ധാളി ജുഷ്ടം കുമുദവായുനാം ജഗതോ സർവഭൂതാനം മനഃശ്രവണമംഗളം തവ കൽപ്പയന്തോ തൗ കൽപ്പയന്തോ യുഗപൽ സ്വരമണ്ഡലമൂർച്ഛിതം ഗോപ്യസ്ഥൽ ഗീതമാകർണ്യം മൂർച്ഛിതാനാവിതൃപ ശ്രംസദൂലമാത്മാനം ശ്രസ്തകേശസ്രജം തഥാ ഏവം വിക്രീഡതോ സ്വൈരം ഗായതോ സംഭ്രമത്തവൽ ശംഖചൂടമിതി ഖ്യാതോ ധനദാനുചരോഭ്യകാൽ തയോർ നിരീക്ഷതോ രാജം സ്തന്നാദം പ്രമദാജനം ക്രോശന്തം കാലയാമാസ ദിശിയൂരിച്യാമശങ്കിതാഃ ക്രോശന്തം കൃഷരാമേതി വിലോക്യസ്വപരിഗ്രഹം യഥാഗാദസ്വിനാഗ്രസ്ത ഭ്രാതരാവനവധാവലം മാഭൈഷ്ടേത്യ ഭയാരാവോ ശാലഹസ്തോദരസ്വിന ആസേദുസ്തം തരസാ ത്വരിതം ഗുഹ്യഗാധമം സവീക്ഷതാവനു പ്രാപ്തോ കാലമൃത്യമിവോ ദ്വിജൻ വിസൃജ്യ ശ്രീജനം മൂഢ പ്രാദ്രവജ്ജീവിതേ ചയാ അതമന്യോധാവൽ ഗോവിന്ദോ എത്രയത്ര സദാവതി ജിഹീഷുസ്ഥ ചിരോരത്നം തസ്തോ രക്ഷണ ശ്രിയോ ബലാഹ അവിദൂരമിവാഭ്യേത്യ ശിരസ്തസ്യ ദുരാത്മന ജഹാരമുഷനൈവാംഗ സഹചൂടാമണിം വിഭോ ശംഖചൂടം നിഹത്തൈവ മണിമാതായ ഭാസ്വരം അഗ്രായാദ തൽപ്രീത്യ പശ്യന്തീനാം ജയോഷിതാം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണി പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ശംഖചൂടവധോ നാമ ചതുർസ്രംശോധ്യായാം സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ശ്രീശുഗവാച ഗോപ്യകൃഷ്ണയവനം യാതെ തമനുദ്രചേതസ കൃഷ്ണലീലാപഗായന്ത്യോ നിന്യേറെ ദുഃഖേന വാസരാൻ ഗോപ്യവൂചുഹും വാമബാഹുർദവാമകപോലം വൽഗീതഭ്രുരതരാർപ്പിത വേണം കോമളാംഗുലിഭിരാശ്രിത മാർഗം ഗോപ്യമീരയതി എത്ര മുകുന്ദാഃ വ്യോമയാന വനിതാ സഹ സിദ്ധേർ വിസ്മിതാസ്തുപധാര്യ സലജ്ജാഃ കാമമാർഗണ സമർപ്പിത ചിത്താഃ കഷ്മലം യൈരപ്സുമൃത നീവ്യാഃ ഹന്തചിത്രമബലാശൃണുതേദം ഹാരഹാസുമുരസീ സ്ഥിര വിദ്യുൽ നന്ദസൂനുരയമാർത്തജനാനാം നർമ്മദോ ഹി കൂചിത വേണു വൃന്ദശോ വ്രജവൃഷാ മൃഗഗാവോ വേണുവാദ്യഹൃതചേത സമാരാൽ നന്ദദഷ്ടകപളാധൃതകർണ നിദ്രിതാലിഖിത വിചിത്രമിവാസൻ ബ്രഹിണസ്തപകദാതുബാലാശൈർഭദ്രമല്ല പരിബർഹ വിഡംബ കർഹിജിൽ സബലമാലിസ ഗോപേർഗാ സമാഹ്വയതി യത്ര മുകുന്ദ തർഹി ഭഗ്നഗതയ സരിതോ വൈ തൽപദാംബുജരജോ നിലനീതം സ്പൃഹയതിർവയമിവാ ബഹുപുണ്യാം പ്രേമവേ വിദഭുജാസ്തിമിതാപാഃ അനുചരൈ സമനുവർണിത വീര്യം ആദിപൂരുഷമിവാ ജലഭൂരി വനചരോ ഗിരി തടേഷു ചരന്തിർ വേണുനാഹ്വയന്തി സയദാഹി മനലദാസ്തമമാത്മനി വിഷ്ണു വിജയന്തമിവ പുഷ്പബലാഢ്യ പ്രണതഭാരവിടഭാ മധുധാര പ്രേമഹൃഷ്ടതനവ സസുജുസ്മാ ദർശനീയതിലഗോവനമാല ദിവ്യഗന്ധ തുളസീ മധുമത്തൈഹി അലികുലൈര ലഘു ഗീതമഭീഷ്ടം ആദ്രിയൻ അർഹിസന്ധിത വേണു സരസി സാരസഹംസ വിഹംഗാശ്ചാരുഗീതഹൃതചേത സമേത്യ ഹരിമുപാസതേയത ചിത്താം ഹന്തമീലിത ദൃശോ ധൃതമൗനാഹ സഹബലസൃകവതൽസ വിലാസ സാനുഷുക്ഷിതി പ്രദോ വ്രജദേവ്യ ഹർഷയന്യർഹി വേണുരവേണം ജാത ഹർഷം വരംഭതി വിശ്വം മഹദതിക്രമണ ശങ്കിത ചെയ്താഹ മന്ദമന്ദമനു ഗർജതി മേഘ സുഹൃതമഭ്യമർഷൽ സുമനോഭി ഛായയാചു വിദധൽ വ്രതപത്രം വിവിധ ഗോചരണേഷു വിദഗ്ധോ വേണുവാദ്യമുരുദാ നിജശിക്ഷാഃ തവസുത സദീധാധര ബിംബേ ദത്ത വേണുരണയൽ സ്വരജാതീ സമനശസ്തുപധാര്യ സുരേഷ ശക്രശർവപരമേഷ്ടി പുരോഗാഹ കവയമാനദഗന്ധരചിത്ത കഷ്മലം യൈവ നിശ്ചിതതത്വാഹ നിജപദാബ്ജതലേർജവജ്രം നീരജാങ്കുശ വിചിത്ര ലലാമൈ വ്രജഭുവശ്വയൻ സ്ഫുരനോദം വർഷ്മദുര്യഗതിരീരിതവേണു വ്രജതി തേന വയം സവിലാസ വീക്ഷണാർപ്പിത മനോഭവവേഗ കുജഗതിം ഗമിതാന്ന് വിദാമ കശ്മലേന കുബരം വസനം വാം മണിധര ക്വചിദാഗണയൻ ഗദാ ക്വചിദാഗണയൻ ഗാ മാലയാദൈത ഗന്ധ തുളസ്യ പ്രണയിനോനുജരസ്യ കഥാം സേ പ്രക്ഷിമൻ ഭുജമകായതയത്രാം കുണിത വേണുരവഞ്ചിത ചിത്താഹ കൃഷ്ണമന്വസത കൃഷ്ണഗ്രഹിണ്യ ഗുണഗണാർണമനുഗത്യ ഹരിണ്യോ ഗോപികാം ഇവ വിമുക്തഗൃഹാശാം കുന്ദദാമകൃത കൗതുകവേഷോ ഗോപഗോധനവൃതോ യമുനായാം നന്ദസൂനുരനഖേ തവ വത്സോ നർമ്മദ പ്രണയിനാം വിജഹാരാം മന്ദവായുരുപവാത്യനുകൂലം മാനയന്മലയജസ്പർശേന മാനയന്മലയജസ്പർശേന വന്ദിനസ്തമുപദേവഗണായേ വാദ്യഗീത ബലിബീപരിവ്രൂ വത്സലോ വൃതകവാമ്യതഗദ്രോ വന്ദ്യമാനചരണം പതിവൃദ്ധൈ ക്രിസ്തഹോധനമുപോഹ്യദിനാന്തേ ഗീതവേണുജനി ഗേടിതകീർത്തി ഉത്സവം സമരുചാപിതുഷീനാം ഉന്നയൻ സുരരക്ഷുശ്രുന്നയൻ സുരരജശുചരിതസ്ര ഇത്സയേതി സുഹൃദാശിഷമേവ ദേവകീ ജഡര ഭൂരുഡുരാജാം മധവികൂർണിതലോചനമീഷന് മാനദസു സുഹൃദാം വനമാലി ബദരപാണ്ഡുപതിനോ മൃദുഗണ്ഡം മണ്ഡയൻ കനകകുണ്ടലലക്ഷ്മ്യാം ഇതുപതിർവിരത രാജവിഹാരോ യാമിനീപതിരീവൈചതിനാന്തേ ഉദിതവക്രമുപയാന്തി ദുരന്തം മോചയൻ വ്രജഗവാം ദിനതാപം ശ്രീശുഗവാചാം ഏവം വ്രജസ്ത്രീയോ രാജൻ കൃഷ്ണലീലാനുഗായതി രേമിരേഹസുതച്ചിത്താൻ തന്മനസ്കാ മഹോദയാഃ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതി മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യം സംഹിതായാം ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ വൃന്ദാവനക്രീഡായാം ഗോപികായുഗളൈതന്നാമ പഞ്ചത്രംശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. സോ ദിസ് പർട്ടിക്കുലർ സെക്കൻഡ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഈസ് നോൺ ആസ് യുഗളഗീതം. യുഗളഗീതം മീൻസ് ദ ബാക്ക്ഗ്രൗണ്ട് ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് ദാറ്റ് വെൻ two or three years of continuous rasa dance with Krishna and the gopis. Gopis have found it extremely difficult to stay away from Krishna. The attachment for Krishna was so strong in the gopis' heart. So what they did was, what happened was, during the day Krishna used to go to the forest for the tending the cows with the other friends, cowherd boys. Krishna was probably about 11 years old, less than 11 years. So you can imagine, the gopis had such a close association with Krishna for so long that they could not bear the separation during the day. The result of that was, when the gopis saw Krishna going to the forest in the morning, they used to watch Krishna going. Similarly, they used to wait when Krishna comes back in the evening with the cows back to Vrindavan again. They used to observe this, observe Krishna and the cowherd boys coming back with the cows. In addition to that, what gopis used to do were, they were meditating on Krishna's activities in the forest. And in this particular chapter, which is known as Yuglagidam, what's happening is that each of the two verses is spoken by one gopi. Just like in Gopikagidam, if you remember, every one verse spoken by one gopi. But in Yuglagidam, each of the two verses, one after the other, one pair of verses were spoken by one gopi. What was happening was, the gopis were seeing the Krishna's activities in the forest. They could see, because Krishna has given them that capacity to see what was going on in the forest, how Krishna was playing with the cowherd boys, and different pastimes what Krishna was performing in the forest. Gopis were able to see that, they were meditating on that. And their feelings they were expressing in the second verse. So, two verses for each gopi. In one verse, gopi is meditating on Krishna. And in another verse, gopi is expressing her feelings. This is how that Yugalagidam is compiled. So, you can see about 10 or 11 gopis, they have spoken one after the other. Each of the two verses were spoken by one gopi. Like that. Now, why is this included here? Now, before that, we spoke about Shankachuda, how Shankachuda was killed. I forgot to mention this.
when Shankarjuna was killed and brought this jewel to Kabal, jewel was taken away from Shankarjuna. Shankarjuna's main problem was that he could not tolerate Krishna's enjoying with the gopis. That was his main complaint. So that's why he took the gopis and ran away from there, isn't it? Why did Sukadev Goswami put this incident immediately after Rasa dance? That's also you have to ask this question. That there must be a reason behind it. Nothing is done without any meaning behind it. The reason for that is that there is a possibility that many of us could become like Shankarjuna. And he was aware of that. Sukadev Goswami was very much aware that they will read this Rasa dance in the Srimad Bhagavatam and they will become like Shankarjuna. They will start thinking, why can't I enjoy with the gopis like Krishna is enjoying? Not only that, you can see even today, the symptoms of that disease is very much there. That from this originated what is known as Sahajism. Sahajism is nothing but this mentality. Because they do not understand what Srimad Bhagavatam is. And they start thinking that if Krishna can dance with the gopis, why don't we also get some female friends and celebrate Krishna's Rasa dance together like this. This is what they have understood from Srimad Bhagavatam. So you can see, in order to warn those people who have that mentality, straight away, Sukadeva Goswami brought here Shankarjuna's case and told them, don't become like Shankarjuna. That is the message. Become like Uddhava. Uddhava understood the gopis. Uddhava was the only personality who knew the greatness of the gopis. You can see later on, Asamaho charanarena jushamaham syam vrindavane kimavi gulmala daushadhinam yadustyajam sojanam aryabadanja hitva bejur mugunda padavim shudveru vimargyam. In one instance in the Bhagavatam, it's spoken like this about the gopis, their greatness. And evam buktva, when Uddhava was sent to Vrindavanam, Krishna sent him to Vrindavanam from Mathura to console the gopis in their separation. And at that time, the purpose sending Uddhava there was to understand the gopis' devotion. Because devotion is not a thing which is immediately, easily recognized. Only a devotee can recognize what another devotee is. Otherwise, you won't understand what his devotion means. So here, exactly the same thing has happened. Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavanam one day after staying in Mathura for some time. One day, on the pretext that to console Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi and the gopis, Krishna asked Uddhava to go to Vrindavanam. And Uddhava came to Vrindavanam also. Uddhava came to Vrindavanam. And when Uddhava came back from here, the purpose of sending Uddhava to Vrindavanam was to understand the position of gopis. Position of gopis' heart or their devotion. And nobody else could understand except Uddhava. That is why Uddhava was asked to go. So when Uddhava came back from Vrindavanam to Mathura, Krishna wanted to know from Uddhava, what does he think about the gopis? And Uddhava's answer is there. Evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane nekshida na shrudava kim shastra ukhe kimiha tapasa gopikabhyo namostu. That when Uddhava paid his full obeisances to the gopis on the ground and says to Krishna, evam bhaktya sakala bhuvane, this devotion what gopis have got, nekshida, I have not heard anywhere, seen anywhere a devotion like this. Na shrudava, I have not heard about it anywhere. Kim shastra okhe, what is the necessity to learn all the shastras? Kimiha tapasa, what is the need to perform austerities and penances? Gobigabhyo namostu. Uddhava paid his obeisances to gopi, all the gopis at that instance. So from this you can see that Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us, become like Uddhava, don't become like Shankarjuna. This is why. That is why that story is put straight after that. So that people can see that if you develop this Shankarjuna mentality, start thinking that Krishna can enjoy with the gopis, why can't I? If that automatically, if this develops, then there is no spiritual life. It's finished. Then it is degradation, one after the other, going back to the lower forms of bodies. Because the enmity towards Krishna,
that Krishna is enjoying, why can't enjoy? It's the same attitude. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when this incident was spoken, Shankara's incident clarified the position to Maharaj Parikshit that I do not have to become like Shankara, I have to become like Uddhava. This is the realization one should get from that. And those who didn't take that understanding from Srimad Bhagavatam, they have to become what is known as Sahajiyas. Sahajiyas are that clan which come out from this. They develop all kinds of fascinating ideas from Srimad Bhagavatam. And in one instance, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentioned also this, that if it develops into Sahajiyasam by studying Srimad Bhagavatam, not understanding Krishna's position as the absolute truth, so he had to safeguard against these tendencies even among the devotees. These devotees can also get victimized by this. This can easily happen to anyone. So because of that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati at some point had to guard very strongly against these tendencies in the Gaudiya Math, in the Vaishnava tradition also. Because such tradition are very dangerous. Not only that, they engage in sinful activities. Apart from that, they execute all these sinful activities in Vrindavan as well. So you can imagine the fate of such personalities who engage in such sinful activities. So there is also a warning through Shankara's story here, what has to be kept in mind. So coming back to the story of the Yugala Gitam, the gopis were finding it very difficult to feeling the separation from Krishna. So in that instance, all they could do was, at that time, was that they were meditating on Krishna throughout the day. And what they saw in the forest, they were talking to each other and discussing each other. Whole thing is written in detail in Krishna book. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned this verse by verse. Each couple of verses he has taken. And he has elaborately discussed this in the last chapter of this first volume of the Krishna book. You can see in the first volume, the last chapter refers to that. So there you will find, when you get back home or when you have some time to read Srimad Bhagavatam, please read the Gopis' Feelings of Separation. That is the chapter title, chapter 34 in the Krishna book. So there you will notice, in a very poetical language, Prabhupada has presented, because it's all so much poetry, and the emotions and feelings of the Gopis very beautifully explained in paragraph after paragraph there. So if you would kindly read that at home, that will give you a deeper understanding of this Yugala Gitam. But for the moment, I'll only mention this much, that this Yugala Gitam chapter has been included for one reason. The reason for that is that when Krishna consciousness develops in one's mind, when real attachment builds up for Krishna, automatically separation from Krishna also becomes very difficult. That is the true nature of the heart. The heart, one who has got a heart, and one's whose heart is working properly. And such a heart will think that separation from Krishna is unbearable. So when that situation develops in there, it may not be possible to associate with Krishna all the time. That is not possible, because Krishna reveals only that much to a devotee. But for a devotee, it is an unbearable thing that he has, like the gopis. Gopis have developed such a strong attachment for Krishna that they were finding it difficult to be separated from Krishna even during the day. During the night, and from then on, rest of their life, they found it very, very hard to be separated from Krishna. So in such situation, what should one do? This is what that chapter is teaching us. That Sudeva Goswami is saying there, that like the gopis have done, when you have developed that attachment for Krishna, in order to develop that attachment stronger, one has to engage in studying Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the message, that constantly one should read every single verse in the Bhagavatam, particularly that activities of Krishna in pastimes in Vrindavanam, and one should get more inspired by that and to get attracted and keep the connection with Krishna in that way. So it is not possible that always most of us are householders. And householders means what? Making money. That's their job. So, and it's an endless pursuit. It will never be complete. And there is very limited time in our life to engage in spiritual activities. generally from the Bhagavad Gita also you will find that when Krishna spoke about different yoga systems, majority of the yoga system, Krishna was referring to the householders to practice. Because it's householders who have the greatest danger in this life. The ordinary people like brahmacharis and sannyasis, because they have not so much involved in the activities of this world, they are normally escape from very heavily sinful activities. They don't, normally if they live properly a brahmachari life and sannyasi ashram, if they continue in that, there is nothing to fear of getting involved in this material world, because they are already escaped from a large degree by not engaging in householder ashram, grihastha ashram. But grihastha ashram is a very dangerous ashram also, unless one is very, very careful. Because this grihastha ashram, if it's not properly executed, like Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the possibility is that this grihastha ashram can lead, take us into the lower forms of life in next life, or it can bring more and more distress in life. This is a possibility. Because of that, all this is mostly addressed to the householders. And the householders' life is so busy that they would find they will have so much projects going on at the same time that they will find in the evening when they come home fully tired, all that they have got time is to just to get into bed and sleep. They are so tired because of the whole day's material activities. And he will have 100,000 explanations of why he had to do all these things during the day. That also will be there. So, because of all these things are known to Sukadeva Goswami, he knew very well the householder mentality. He is very much aware of that. In many instances in the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami has given, strongly criticized about householders, how they can get into trouble. So, in order to keep them in the right path, this does not mean that householders have no future, that they are doomed to go to hell. It's not mentioned like that. The only thing is, Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out that a householder has to be extra careful in his life more than the brahmachari and the sannyasi. Because it is in householder ashram, the tendency to enjoy material world is more than in the... Because the other two don't have any opportunity to enjoy, normally. So, but the householder has got the opportunity. Once he leaves the temple and go home, then the master plan begins for enjoyment. So, there is, wife will tell something, she is cooking some nice food, inviting friends, socializing starts. From there, the things develops into further. And then he is busy with all these things. And next he thinks about Krishna next Sunday, when the time comes again. Up to that time, the mind is preoccupied with so many millions of other things. So he has no time. This is what Sukadeva Goswami is warning against. If a householder pursue that path, then ahaha bahula himsam sanjidartai kudumbam pradidinam anubushnan strijido balalali vishadihi grihasaktam yadhanam maya bhakta kabiladanuriditvam devahutyai negadil. Kabila Vasudev says to Devahuti Devi, the fate of a householder, what will happen to him? And while saying this, he is beating his head and saying this. Why? The householder, you can't do anything with him. Ahaha bahula himsam. He is engaged in so many nefarious activities to make money. Why? Sanjidatai kudumbam. He has to maintain his family, isn't it? Family needs money. So in order to maintain the family, householder is always thinking, how can I make more? How can I make more? The next plan, the plan after that, the next one. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, how much I'll make? Ahaha bahula himsam sanjidatai kudumbam. Then, pradidinam anubushnan. And then he is thinking, oh, it's my great responsibility on my head. I have to keep this family life going very well. They are dependent on me. If I don't provide them, who will provide them? All these logics and reasoning will start coming from the mind. Pratidinam anubushnan. Then, srijido balalali. The next thing is, as soon as he comes home, he sees the small children, he picks them up immediately. And then he is busy with them whole time. He has no time for anything. And then Srijido Balalali is busy with looking after the children. Whole time singing, dancing with them, and spends all his lifetime in this way. Daytime, whole time earns money. In the evening hours, spends the time with the children, looking after their welfare. Pratidinam anamushnan srijido balalali vishadihi grihasaktam yadanam ayya bhaktam. When he continue in this household life like this for a long time, he will not have any interest in Krishna consciousness. Kabila danuriditvam devahutyai negadil. Kabila Maharshi said this to Devahuti Devi in this way about household life. So householders are strongly warned by Sudeva Goswami in different instances in Bhagavadam that they should take care. They should take extra care more than the brahmachari or a sannyasi. Because in household life, the chances to slip from spiritual life is very, very strong. Because of the contact with the material world is so high, and material nature and the association will eventually drag him in that direction. So that is why it's mentioned. So this Yugala Gita has been spoken to tell us that gopis were all householders. They were not brahmacharis and sannyasis. They were householders. But look at the way they spend their time. They spend their time in glorifying Krishna 24 hours. That is the perfection of life, no doubt. But even if that does not, one does not attain that stage of spiritual life, at least a householder should be careful to spare time for spiritual activities by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And that one point is also coming through this Yugala Gita chapter. So, like this you will find, Srimad Bhagavatam has been spoken with different intentions to teach the householder, particularly who is the most vulnerable person in the among the four ashram. Even though it is like that, one should not misunderstand also that householder ashram is all it's a hopeless situation. No, it is not. There were great, great householders in this world who were great, great devotees, from whom who attained such perfection, Janaka Maharaj and so many others you will find in the ninth canto mentions there. So their situation was this, that these householders, they acted properly in their householder life, with the result was that householder has got the special benefit that he maintains the brahmachari and sannyasi. Strictly speaking, they are supposed to maintain the brahmachari and the sannyasi in their ashram. This is the shastric injunction. Shastric injunction is like that. Brahmachari and sannyasi are children for the householder. The householder should maintain them. But unfortunately, in the modern world, all this has changed. Nowadays, it is so difficult to know who maintains whom, first of all. It is the difficulty. So, everything has changed. And Varnashrama Dharma, with the breakup of Varnashrama Dharma, everything has become a difficult situation. The position of a householder, the position of a sannyasi, the position of a brahmachari, everything has become very complicated. But still, if you refer back to Shastra, Shastra is saying like this, the householder, he has the opportunity to maintain sannyasi and brahmachari, which pleases Krishna, number one. Number two, unlike sannyasi and brahmachari, a householder, if he executes spiritual life properly, in association with the family members, it is like crossing the sea of ocean of material life, isn't it? Material existence. You have got into the boat, and everyone has got a boat to row. You have to row the boat and get across to the other side of the river, other side of the sea, ocean. So the sannyasi and brahmachari and all, they have to do it alone, rowing the boat. And they will get tired after a while. Whereas the householder, he has got his wife, he has got his children to help. So if all of them cooperate together and they together row the boat will get across to the other side easily. And at the same time, it's not only the householder, the whole family gets back to the spiritual world. So you can see both these spiritual life as a householder is also not a false thing. It is one of the most respectful ashrams also, that a householder life is not hopeless. Householder has got this opportunity that if he uses the ashram, householder ashram, grahastha ashram properly, he has got the opportunity to come out of this cycle of birth and death. It is not that everyone will become a sannyasi, everyone has to become a sannyasi to come out of to the cycle of birth and death. Even as a householder, one can come out of it provided he executes his spiritual activities appropriately with the family members. And it also gives an opportunity for others also to get out of the cycle of birth and death. So these are the different sides of householder life. And for this householder life, it is recommended that Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning here then he has got the, he has to be extra careful to hear about Krishna more than anyone else. Because of the, in that particular ashram, the tendencies for sense enjoyment and material activities is much more. Therefore, he has to take the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is that message that is coming through that Yugala Gitam chapter. The detailed explanation of all these verses, please read through Krishna book, the last chapter on the first volume. Srila Prabhupada has given that in detail explanation of the gopi's mood, of each gopi, how she experienced Krishna in the forest, and her meditation on that, and her explanation on that in each verse, subsequent verses. So that is that. Now we'll read one more chapter before we continue with this. So go back to the place where we, that is the next chapter that Krishna, now we are talking about the after Yugala Gitam in the chapter 36, Sri Ishoga Uvaja, Arishtasura is coming on the scene. The Arishtasura's killing Arishtasura is what is discussed there. Sri Ishoga Uvaja, Adadarhya Gado Goshtam, Arishto Vrishabhasura, Mahi Mahakugul Kayam, Kambayan Kuravikshadam, Rambhamana Karadaram, Padaja Vilikan Mahim, Udyamya Pucham Vaprani, Vishana Grena Jodharan, Kinjil Kinjichakan Munjan, Motrayan Sadhalojanaha, Yasinurhadi Denanga, Nishturena Gavamranam, Padandagala Dogar Basravandis Mahayenavai, Nurvishandikana, Yasya Kogudya Palachara Shangaya, Tam Dishna Shangamudyuksha, Gopio Gopascha Tatrasu, Pashavodrubhida, Rajana Samtinjagogulam, Krishna Krishna Edide Sarve, Govindam Sharanam Yayum, Bhagavan Abhida Dvitsha, Gogulam Bhai Vidrudam, Mahaishthedi Girashwasya, Vrishasana Ubahoyal, Gopale Pashvir Mandatrasi Deki Masatama, Baladar Padaham Drishtanam, Tadvidhanam Duratmanam, Ityas Forti Achudo Varishtam, Dalashabhena Gopayan, Sakhiram Sebujavogam, Prasariya Vastido Hari, Sopivam Gopido Varishta Kurena Avanimulikan, Udiel Puchan Brahman Megha, Kudda Krishna Ubadraval, Agranyasta Vishana, Gram Sabdasra Glojana Achudam, Kadachipya Adrava Turnam, Indramuktoshan Iriada, Grihitu Ashangayostam, Ashtashavadanisa, Pratevo Vahamagavan, Gajam Pradigajam Yada, Sobhavito Bhagavada, Panaruthaya Satvara, Abadal Sinna Sarvango, Nishwasan Krotha Murchidaha, Tama Abadandam Sanigrihishringayo, Padasamakram, Manipati Budare, Nishpida Yamasayas Adramam, Berem, Kutu Avishani, Nejakana, Sobadal, Asragavan Mutra Shakal, Samar Surajan, Shivam Shabada and Navasi Dechana, Jagama Krishnam Nirude, Hachayam, Pushpegirando, Harimidi Suraha, Evam Gugul Minam Hatwa, Suyamana Sujadivi, Vivesha Goshtam Savalo, Govina, Maino Ulsava, Arishte Nihareda, Iti Krishna, Albudagarmana, Kamsayata Havagavan, Arado Devadarshanaha, Ishodaya Sudam Ganyam, Devakya Krishna Vivaja, Ramam Jarohiri Utram, Asudeva Nebipyadam, Yasto Sumitrenam Deva, Yabhyam De Purushahara, Nishamedal Bojabari, Koval Pratilendriya, Nishamanam Sima Adata, Sudeva Jikam Saya, Nivarido Naradina, Talsudo Mutimalpana, Yatwalo Hamay Bashir, Bavanda Sahabaria, Pradiadi Deva Shokam Samahashikeshinam, Preshayama Sahanyedam, Pavadara Mageshavo, Tado Mustigajan, Sharado, Sharaga. Amatya Nasti Bhav Shiva Samahu Yahabojaral Bhobo Nishamedameda Virajanura Mushtigao Nandam Prajekila Sade Sudavana Gundubi Ramakrishna Udado Mahim Krityokil and Darshida Bhaval Biamiga Sambrato Hanyeda Malalilaya Manja Kriyanam Vida Malaranga Varishridaha Paurajanavada Janavada Sarve Pashendu Swaira Samyugam Mahamatra Twaya Bada Renga Dwari Maniyadam Divaku Layabido Hidena Mamahido Arabhidam Tanuriaga Shadurdashyam Yatha Vidi Vishasandu Pashun Medhyan Bhudaraja Ayami Dushe Ityatnya Pyartandratnya Ahuya Yadabungavam Grihito Abanina Panin Tado Akruiram Vajaha Bobho Dhanabade Mahyam Kriyadam Mriyadam Maitra Madrida Nanyastvato Hidadamo Vidya Devoja Vrishnisho Adaswam Ashrana Somya Kari Gaurava Sadhanam Yadendro Vishnu Mashatya Swartha Madhyam Adhibu Gachanandra Vrajam Tatratra Suda Anagadunubhe Asadeta Vihanina Radhena Nevachiram Nisrishtagilam Emrityur Deve Vaikundasam Shrayehi Tavane Samam Gobe Ananda Desa Bhivayanehi Khadayesha Mihani Do Kalagalpena Hastina Yadi Mukto Tado Malir Khadaye Vaidi Do Mamai Tayor Nikhadayostaptan Vasudev Vriogaman Talbhandun Nihani Shyami Vrishni Vojada Sharhagan Ugrasenan Javidaram Staviram Rajagamugam Talbhradaram Devagamja Ejanye Vidvishomama
తదైశ్చేషా మహీమిత్ర భవిత్రీ నష్టగండగ జరాసందో మమ గురుర్దివిదో దైదసఖ శంబరో నరగోబాణో మయ్యే వక్ర సౌహృదా తైరహం సూరభక్షీయన్ హత్వా భోక్షే మహీం నృవాన్ ఏదజ్ఞాత్వానే క్షిప్రం రామకృష్ణ విభార్భగౌ ధనుర్మఖ నిరీక్షార్థం ద్రష్టుం యదువరశ్రియం అక్రూర ఉవాచ రాజన్మనీషితం సద్రే తవసావద్యమార్జనం సిద్ధ్యసిద్ధ్యో సమం కుర్యాత్ దైవం హి ఫలసాధనం మనోరథాన్ కరోత్యుచ్యర్జనో దైవహతానపి యుజ్యతే హర్షశోకాభ్యాం తదాప్యాచ్యాం కరోమిదే శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏమాదిశక్రూరం పంద్రినశ్చ విసృజ్య స ప్రవివేశగృహం కంసస్తథ అక్రూరస్వమాలయం ఇది శ్రీమద్భాగవతీ మహాపురాణే దశమస్కందే పూర్వార్ధే అక్రూర సంప్రషణ సంప్రేషణ నామ షల్త్రింశోధ్యాయ సర్వత్ర గోవింద నామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద.
సో ఇన్ దాట్ వన్ చాప్టర్ దర్ ఆర్ ఫ్యూ థింగ్స్ మెన్షన్ దేర్. యూ కెన్ సి కృష్ణాస్ వృందావన ఫస్ట్ టైమ్స్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ టు ఎ క్లోజ్ దాట్ యూ కెన్ అబ్జర్వ్ దేర్ దాట్ ది లాస్ట్ ఫ్యూ పర్సనాలిటీస్ హూ ఆర్ killed by Krishna, they are all mentioned there. Arishtasura came from Mathura, crossed the river Kalindi and came in the form of a bull. Krishna beat him to death and killed him. Then after Arishta came Keshi the demon, and Keshi came and Arishta came in the form of a bull, Keshi came in the form of a horse. He came in the form of a horse and Krishna put his hand into his mouth, and Keshi wanted to bite him. When he bit Krishna's hand, it was as though he was biting some steel. And the result was that all the teeth fell off after biting Krishna's hand. And Krishna put his hand much deeper into the throat, and with that, Keshi finished. Keshi's life was over. It was at that time, Sri Narada Maharshi came to see Kamsa in Mathura. And Narada Muni has told Kamsa that I'll come back and see you. When? At the time of appearance, he has told him and he left. He said, if I get more detail, do you remember that in the beginning when we discussed the appearance of Krishna? At that time we mentioned this, that Sri Narada Maharshi was saying to Kamsa, you are Kalanemi who has got this body as Kamsa, and Krishna is going to come and going to kill you, and he's already taking birth somewhere. If I get more information, I'll come back and let you know. So when Narada Maharshi came to see Kamsa in the in Mathura, in the palace, Kamsa welcomed Narada Maharshi and told him, what is this, Maharshi? For such a long time I haven't seen you. And why such a long delay? The other day you told me that you will come back with more information when you get it. Narada Maharshi said, what can I do, my dear king? I haven't got any information, but now I got it. That's why I've come, he said. So it was preparing Kamsa to death. Basically, that's what he was doing. He was saying to Kamsa, I got full information now for you. It's up to you what you have to do. So Kamsa says to him, what is that I have to do? At that time, Narada Muni says to Kamsa that up to this point in time, do you know what is going on in your kingdom? He said, prior to this, many, many people have gone from here. They have crossed the Kalindi River to the other side. After that, we have not heard about them. But have you done any investigation to find out what was happening? Kamsa says, I haven't got any information. Okay, then I got information. Here it is for you. That Vasudeva Nandagi has cheated you. Devagi has cheated you. He said, they have told you that they haven't got another son. That nobody has taken birth in their family. And nobody is going to kill you, isn't it? Is that not what they have told you? Kamsa said, yes. Look, every single person who has gone from here, they were killed by Vasudeva and Devaki's children, Rama and Krishna and Balaram. They have killed them, he said. Immediately Kamsa got up from there, took the sword and wanted to kill Vasudeva and Devaki straight away. Narada Muni said, wait, there is no rush. He said, what is the point in killing Vasudeva and Devaki now? Because you are going to be killed, you should find out who is going to kill you first and kill them rather than killing Vasudeva and Devi. Is not going to kill you. So there is no point in killing them. So Kamsa sat down straight away. He sat back on his throne again. So it was then that Narada Muni told him that your enemies are Krishna and Balaram. They are Vasudeva and Devi's children. They have completely cheated you, and they are born and they have been brought up in Vrindavanam. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda is bringing them up, they are with them. Think about it, do what is appropriate. So Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, Kamsa says to Nanda Maharaj, if that's the case, I'll send Chanura and Mushtika, everybody there to deal with them. Narada Muni says, that's not a very intelligent thing. It's better to bring them here. We will make a situation for them so they both can come here. And here we will deal with them in the palace the proper way. And all these instructions were given to Kamsa. So Kamsa thought that who should go to get Krishna and Balaram here. So Narada Muni told Kamsa, if somebody who is a devotee, who has got some devotion for Krishna, or who is a devotee of Krishna, he should go. That is the best, because it will be much easier than to bring them here without saying to them anything about our plans. Bring them here, arrange this big malayudham, which is this fight with the wrestlers, and in that you can kill them very easily. So Kamsa also thought it was not a bad idea. So he sent word for Akrura to come to the palace. Akrura comes to the palace. Akrura has all along these years, he is a devotee of Krishna. Such a great devotee that you will see later on when Akrura arrives in Vrindavanam what happened. That comes in the later chapters. But due to circumstances, he was working for Kamsa. So he couldn't reveal himself to Kamsa any time. But people knew that Akrura was a devotee. And therefore, Kamsa thought, and there is a conversation between Kamsa and Akrura. Kamsa requesting Akrura to go and bring Krishna. There are other interesting things in this. You see, Akrura had a strong desire to meet Krishna. The desire was very strong in Akrura's heart. At the same time, he was condemning his own karma or destiny that he had to work with Kamsa. In this world, this situation happens. You want to practice Krishna consciousness, but circumstances are not allowing you, either due to difficulties in family life or at work spot or whatever it is, due to the association what you have, it doesn't happen. So at that time, what happens is, this is what happens. Krishna himself created a situation for Akrura to come to see him. And Akrura's fortune was that never in his dreams he thought once that he would be able to go and see Krishna because of the entanglement in the palace with Kamsa. If Kamsa came to know that Akrura has gone to see Krishna, it will create suspicion in Kamsa's heart about Akrura, and that probably will develop into destroy his life there and the family also. So knowing all these things very well, Akrura was staying away from this, although personally he worshipped Krishna at home. It is a similar situation if you see in the case of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. When they were engaged in the activities of the palace by the Chand Kasi, same time Rupa and Sanatana were engaged in Krishna consciousness at home, in discussing Srimad Bhagavatam and glorifying Krishna. That was their internal business. That's not the external business. Internal business. Externally, they had to carry out their work with the Nawab at that time. But internally, their business was developing, engaging in the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So from there you can see, this happens then, and this happens today also. So nothing, ahaituki apratihada, enalma samprasiddhi, nothing can stop you in becoming, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Nothing can stop you in becoming Krishna conscious. There may be so many external things which may come on the way. But eventually, if a person is sincere in his in acquiring or developing Krishna consciousness, Krishna will make sure that such a situation will happen to that devotee. And this is exactly the very person whom Akrura has hated all along his life, because the stumbling block between Akrura and Krishna was actually Kamsa. And that very Kamsa has now become the cause of Akrura to go and see Krishna. That is how things have changed. From this you can see.
with Akrura. Akrura was always frightened of Kamsa. What will Kamsa do if he comes to know that Akrura has gone to see Krishna? That fear was always in his heart throughout his life in Mathura. And he was so terrified about that, he never revealed his proper thoughts to anyone, but always understood Krishna is the Supreme Lord and served him at heart, with heart. And that very Kamsa, who was giving him pain throughout his life, is now asking Akrura to go and see Krishna. So you can see how things can change in life when Krishna wants that to happen. That is another lesson to learn from this. We will stop there today. We will continue with Akrura's wonderful glorifying precation prayers of Krishna on next Sunday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.